you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm enjoying your show very much in regard to the topic of circumcision. I was in Washington, D.C., and I heard an interview on the radio by a Dr. Robert Spiewak. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him. He's in the forefront of the anti-circumcision movement, and I heard him on an interview on the Don and Mike Show, and he contends that the actions against circumcision here in this country were started by men that were totally into ass play, and that simply because there are just a lot of men that like to stick this where from.
Okay. Do you know anything about that?
I know nothing about that. What was the name of this doctor?
It's Dr. Robert Spiewak.
And he says that he's against circumcision?
He's actually for circumcision because he states that later on in life, if you're not circumcised, many men develop health problems.
Well,
for example, penis cheese and things like this.
He's clearly uninformed. And to say that this springs forth from simply from the gay movement, who had the opportunity to see one penis after another and began to see the extensive scars.
He actually has a pretty informative newsletter that I get by email. I think it comes out once a month. It's entitled "Leave My Penis Alone."
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that caller. Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ironically, you made that song scary. Oh, yeah. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
You and I.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hey. Oh. Hey, give it James Goodside, you had. Oh, love this song. It's Don and Mike Show. Wednesday, everybody. Wednesday.
Hump, 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 hump.
Phone number you just heard at 877-365-3636. Stand by for an instant brain fart idea for a contest. Here we go. Running a bit late to work today. Almost took some time out to go to that cheapo car wash down by the Shell.
Yes. They pay for your gas, get your wash.
Because again yesterday, even though I parked well far away from the brand new high-rise with the trees with the birds.
Right. Yes.
Still in the smaller trees by where I parked yesterday. Again, they dive bombed my car.
And all sorts of different consistencies too. They're not normal birds. I don't know what they're eating.
They're artists. Now, nasty. As it turns out, of course, as soon as I get to the little cheapo car wash and I fill up with gas, that's when the guys come out and close the thing down for service.
Okay.
So I'm standing there going, ah, you know, ain't it just my luck. And I pull back into the lot, into the lot here, and I go, well, it really doesn't matter where I park today, but I don't want to put my car right in the danger zone.
Yes.
And as you can see, there still is a red pickup truck out there.
Yeah. It's just been horrendously disfigured.
And in the parking spot directly to that truck's left to our right, there are three or four parking spots out there that literally since yesterday have maybe 100 gigantic splats of this pterodactyl bird, crow, mockingbird crap that's out there.
Over 100.
Starling. I think they might be starling.
100.
Okay, because I'm going somewhere with this. Off the top of your head, Mike, in the place that's adjacent to the red pickup truck,
yes.
How many big splotches of bird poop can you count off the top of your head?
Well, I mean, from the naked eye?
Yeah, just from our window here.
They're 200. Two or 300 per space.
All right.
It looks ready. Like sir, anywhere between 200 and 300 per space.
All right, get ready for cash. These birds show up at sunset.
Sundown every night.
Right. Approximately 5 p.m. East Coast time.
here at our beautiful studios on Old Hubbard Road in Classic Rockville. Yeah. My old mother's Hubbard, her cupboard.
Yes, we're living in her shoe, and it smells like it.
Listen, what you want to do is get down here today by 5 o'clock in our parking lot and stake out your spot.
Oh, I see.
Because between 5 and 6, all you will do is stand out there. Now, you're allowed to wear a baseball cap if you want.
Okay.
Even a poncho.
You should, Brad.
If you think it's necessary. The person with the most bird crap on them.
You have to be motionless, right?
Gets a $500 prize.
No moving around.
In your area.
Right. In your space.
Your space.
Between the white lines.
Come down and get your spot. Okay. Now, if we have a lot of people show up today, we may actually have to break off the parking spots into smaller squares.
Well, you can fit tons of people in each of those parking spots. Yeah. It would be fantastic. I'd say you could easily get 20 people per spot if we got that many people. And then it's a real horse race.
So the deal is this. It's 3:05 now on the East Coast. And in 2 hours, these goddamn animals will be here. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that they arrive in a pack, as you've heard us describe.
The flock.
And they crap like it's nobody's business. Like God's got a case of diarrhea that you would not believe.
The night that I was observing the carnage that was done to your car, I was nicked myself. And that was basically 15 seconds. And I was slightly splattered when I was out there, even during that brief period.
Michael, that's what partly made me think of this.
Right.
As I was sitting there going, God damn, just my luck, I can't get the car washed. Then I pulled back in and I thought, well, I don't want to park over there where they are. And then I went, hold on. Mike got hit with bird poo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Brilliant.
Let's get people down here.
Wonderful. Now, what a great contest.
Yeah. Really, the earlier you get here.
Will you give extra credit if somebody doesn't wear a poncho and, like, comes down in a business suit?
No, I don't think so, Mike. Okay. Because I think that people will probably think that we are underselling the amount of bird crap that these birds can produce on this one isolated area in a one-hour period.
Right. Now, you're going to have to be very still, though. I mean, you don't want to be running around or making noise because you will frighten them. You want them to be calm because when they're calm, that's when they release.
That's why we've got a Joe.
Yes.
Joe will be our bird man outside to make sure that everybody is calm and quiet and under control.
The bird man of Hubbard Street.
So, we'd like to do this today. Quick turnaround, but $500 cash.
Chop, chop.
And who knows, enough people show up. We got money, we got prizes. God knows. Rob, how many of those fantastic deal or no deal games do we have?
I opened the briefcase and we have dozens of them.
Dozens. You know what another nice look is? Right above the spaces is that lovely street light. Do you see that street light? That was once black and is now white.
It's covered.
Yeah. It's and speckled.
The fence posts below it.
As I look out my window to get a shot of this, you'll actually really have your choice of, let's not discount those spots to our left of the red pickup truck.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about right on the corner when it empties out into Old Georgetown, because it really, that's a concentrated area, too. And you could even go, if you wanted to be really daring, up to the front of the lot where they hang out there, too. They really do.
That's where they got my car yesterday, but that's nothing like the zone where they just crap like there's no tomorrow, and nobody parks there.
The kill zone.
Yeah. Buzz, what?
Seven spaces to our right,
seven
to your
spaces.
Left here.
So we've got seven spots.
A lot of people.
Seven spots for seven people. And, Mike, I think we really should keep it, now that I think about it, we should keep it one person per spot, and if we get some CSI tape and cordon off each of the spots,
right.
I think it would be absolutely fair that you could run around as much as you wanted to in your parking spot to try to get hit by the bird.
Yeah. I mean, you have to do what you think is best, but I'd like to point out that if you're going to be shuffling around and making a lot of movement down there, you might agitate the birds, causing them not to be relaxed, because really, much like human beings, I believe they do their best work when they do not feel threatened.
Well, even when we've gone out and thrown M-80s at them during commercials, not on the radio, and
they come back.
They leave, but then immediately, like 5 minutes later, they all reconverge.
And laugh at us.
Yeah, they go, hey, you threw an M-80 at us? Get ready. Hey, here comes some poop.
You know? Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they do with the cold weather. I think they're going to be probably more inclined to right before bed. Because this is where they sleep. They come here. They roost. This is their roost, and it's fabulous.
Right now they're flying around somewhere going, Man, I ate a giant worm today. Boy, I got to take a worm like you wouldn't believe. I'm going to save it till we get over to that radio station, those big a-holes over there. God, I got a load that I've got to let go, but I'm going to hit that guy's car today.
Yep.
Oh, is it going to be sweet?
Think about any of the starlings that might have, because they are scavenger birds, so you might have some of them that might have even enjoyed pizza. You know, a pizza crust or a crust of bread. You never know what they're enjoying.
A fingernail.
Fingernail.
A homeless guy on Rockville Pike.
A dead mouse or a dead rodent of some kind.
Roadkill.
Dark berries.
There's a Chipotle over there.
There's Chipotle across the street. Oh, you can only hope you get the space that's got the Chipotle bird above it.
Chipotle bird.
Burrito bird.
These birds right now are flying all over the place. You getting ready for the big group crap? God, I can hardly hold it. I got to go to number one, but I got a big number two. I'm waiting until I get to the Don and Mike building today.
They're winding down their work day, their day of scavenging. And they travel from miles around. I mean, they cover the whole county with their little dirty feathers.
I mean, really, we're not exaggerating this. So if you want to do this, give us a call. Let Joe know and show up here. I mean, really, the best way would be if you want at least a 1 in 7 shot of winning $500 for one of our contests. This is relatively painless.
Decent day.
There is no nudity involved.
Would you welcome people bringing their own beach chairs?
If they'd like, sure. I mean,
so they could be comfortable as they're waiting?
Yes.
It improves their chances of winning by spreading themselves out.
Yeah, because
they could actually spread their knees out and their legs out. I would say spread their legs. They could really enjoy themselves. It's going to be wonderful.
How many, I'm thinking
it is a real game of chance, too. Yeah. That's the thing. You might have these birds might completely let you down. And then the guy in the stall next to you, excuse me, the parking space next to you, might just have one. You know, one bird that just is particularly uptight that evening and just decides to let fly.
There is no way to really tell you how just everywhere this poop is all over the place.
You have to see it.
If you're one of the seven people, look at it like this. At least you don't have to take your clothes off.
Right.
You're not going to have to answer any questions.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have to eat anything bad and throw up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to, you're not going to be embarrassed, well.
No. Well, you're going to be a little embarrassed.
Who's going to know?
We are going to take pictures of you once you're done.
Of course.
I recommend the left side.
Erotic bird poop pictures.
That's right.
I recommend the left side of space 5 and the right side of space 6.
But at the very least, it's your chance for fame and stardom. And you have a 1 in 7 shot at least of winning $500. And come on down and be part of the show today between 5 and 6 p.m.
Hey, in Ocean City, they sell T-shirts with that stuff faked on them, you know?
Right.
And I think this would be wonderful.
What is our address? Seriously, because I know when I try to tell people where we're at, they always end up at like the Barnes & Noble across the street.
Right. 5914 Hubbard Drive at the intersection of...
Just put that in your GPS. You know, that's so much easier now than telling people left here, right here, left here. Just put that in your GPS. Rockville, Maryland, what's the street address, boy?
5914. And prithee, wear dark colors.
We're
Hubbard Drive.
We're getting a new sign for the building. That's the way I understand it. We're getting a new plaque out front.
Oh, that's nice.
It's going to be Don and Mike House, HAUS.
It's about time.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. About time. Did you just drop prithee in there on us?
No, prithee.
Prithee. Prithee is an even more ye olde, like Ben Franklin type word.
Prithee, wear something dark.
Pithy.
Please.
Pithy.
Pithy.
Prithee.
Pithy. Prithee means like if you know a secret, right? Are you privy to something?
No, that's with a V. This has a T-H in the middle.
Prithy. Oh, here too, I was not aware of that.
P-R-I-T-H-E-E.
It means like I pray of you. Please.
Please.
Prithee?
It means please.
Prithy. Is it P-R-I-T-H-Y?
E-E. Who speaks like that?
Ben Franklin.
Rob and I do.
Not me.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. Is this Fez?
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Fez, this is Jackie Cooper. How are you doing?
Jackie. Long time. How are you?
I'm good. Are we on the show or is this not?
This is not Jackie. I'm back in my news studio and getting ready to work with with the jerks again.
I just want to find out what I could say and what I can't.
Well, you're
when you're on the air, you get, so I wanted to see if, I'm sure you've been aware of the two children that were found in Missouri.
Oh, yes, I did hear about
and,
that.
And I wanted to see.
I don't care. I really don't care. I don't like kids. I don't like strollers, and I don't like kids.
I wanted to see if...
I'm not going
to
put that in my news today. I don't care about children.
I'm really Buzz. How are you?
I'm good.
No, I'm Buzz.
I'm
Buzz.
I wanted to find out if you would consider re-interviewing Sir Edward Jakin and Sophia West.
I'd like to re-interview Sophia Loren.
Do you like latex? I love latex. Sex parties, don't you know?
Is there a chance we could have Sophia Loren be on the show?
I'm nice.
I'm Buzz. I'd really like to interview Sophia Loren. She's nice. I like that. I like Sophia Loren. I enjoy her.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
Yeah.
Because I'm nice.
That's me.
I love her and her Italian breasts. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Which one of my FBs was this again?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm Buzz.
Which one of my senoritas is this again?
This is Jackie.
Have we been together?
No.
In the biblical sense?
No.
You've wanted to, haven't you, Jackie? I'm Buzz.
You can tell me, Jackie. I know it's no secret that all the ladies want to be with me. Buzz.
Men want to be like me. Women want me. I'm Buzz.
Wouldn't you agree? Jackie?
With me? Would you like to lick the spot where my belly button used to be?
No, I would like to protect children from crime and violence.
Oh, that's a serious subject.
Yes, it is.
You know the best way we can do that? Perhaps we can get together for an interview at your place.
I'm Buzz Burbank. Jackie, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you can definitely ask a question.
Do you believe this is Buzz?
No.
Do you believe I am Buzz?
No.
Well, now let's try another one. Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm well. And you?
I'm good.
All right, now, we're going to play a game, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
We're going to play a game called Guess Who's Really Buzz. Would you play with us?
I can try.
Good. All right. We're going to start. Rob, why don't you go through contestant number 1, 2, and 3?
All right.
We're going to bring Rob in now, and you're going to play Guess Who's Buzz. Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
Please listen to contestant number 1.
Hi, Jackie.
Now, contestant number 2.
Hi, Jackie.
And now, contestant number 3.
Hi, Jackie.
Jackie, which one was Buzz?
I have no clue.
Oh, guess.
Number 3.
That's right.
Right.
Thank you.
You nailed it. You nailed it, Jackie.
Congratulations.
Right. Listen, sorry about that. You're on the air with us. Sorry that we goofed with you, Buzz.
We were just having fun, Jackie, because you called the request line.
I had no clue. They gave me this number.
Go ahead, Buzz.
And they said that I should call after 2, and they didn't tell me that it was the main number.
Well,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, now, whose screw up is that?
Probably the secretary.
The secretary. Let's say that. I don't have a secretary.
Well, you do now.
I do my own work.
I just turned your microphone off, Buzz. The only Buzz she's going to hear now is Mike.
Right. Hi, Jackie.
How are you? I'm great.
Buzz Burbank here. Jackie, I've got a favor to ask. Is there a way that you could call me later? I'm having some stomach distress. Could you make this call before 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah.
Call me in the office. I'm having stomach distress. I'm leaking from the spot where my belly button used to be.
Well, before we get off, if I can just say for everyone, visit www.goodnight.org with a K.
What is this, Buzz?
Free materials to protect their children from crime and violence.
I'm all for that, but I'm having a tremendous amount of distress. I believe I've ruptured my appendix.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm going to have to go right now because I've made quite a mess here in the news studio.
Hey, Jackie?
Yes.
Hi, it's really Buzz. That was Mike. those guys are kidders. Jackie?
Yes, I'm here.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Jackie, you're a terrific sport.
Hey, Jackie?
Thank you.
I've always wanted you. When we've been discussing these issues of public service, I've often thought how we could be sitting alone at a Denny's, you and I enjoying a grand slam, while I consider your grand slam. Hi, I'm Buzz. I'm nice.
As long as it's adults and not children, that's fine.
Oh, it's all adult fun. I'm into adult fun.
Do you know who Andrew Blake is?
No, I don't.
He's the Spielberg of adult films.
One of my favorites.
Say, have you met my wife, Marcia? She and I had a good time in the Caribbean, or
what year? I believe it was 1958.
Jamaica, that's
Jamaica
right.
In the mid-80s.
Jamaica 58. I hate it when they bring that up on the show. One isolated incident from my past that I shared with these bastards, these tasteless bastards, and now they throw it in my face.
All I was doing was enjoying a lovely daiquiri on a sunset beach with Noel Coward.
And the next thing I know, it's Skin City, baby.
It was wonderful. Hello. Hello.
I'm still here. Okay. I'm still here. I'm going to give another plug to our charity. Protect your children against crime and violence.
Is it goodnight.org?
It is goodnight.org, and we need to protect the kids.
That would be the fourth plug you've gotten, Jackie.
Yes, I know. Thank you. And we have free materials.
What do I get out of this, huh?
Now, will Buzz Burbank get any payoff for all these plugs?
No, but you know what? You're going to be earning lots of wonderful kudos for protecting the children across
Jackie,
the
country. This is Buzz again. If I said goodnight.org seven times real fast, would there be a chance for us?
No.
Not even the slightest chance. You've never ever even entertain the idea?
No.
You spoiled my
I'll tell you what I've always thought then.
Oh, no.
You go the other way, don't you? That's okay with me. I'm appreciative of that lifestyle, but that, unfortunately, is the only solution I can come to. When a woman spurns my advances, I can only think she must be a member of the life.
I've never been rejected in my life. I'm Buzz Burbank.
I'm sorry.
How long have you been gay? It must be great being gay, huh? Lots of upside to that. I'm hetero. I might actually be bi. Might you be bi?
I'm not going to comment.
No comment.
That sounds like a yes.
What if we say goodnight.org again?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome, but then tell us, are you bi?
Nope, I'm not going to comment.
Darn it.
I've got a question. Why does Buzz have his news groupies calling the request line? I mean,
have no clue.
I know she said that she got the number from somebody else.
I did.
Some foolish secretary who I will have fired. Because I'm not powerful. I'm Buzz Burbank.
But you know what? They did a good thing because possibly some family members might call.
Goodnight.org
again?
Tonight.
Goodnight.org with a K.
You and I will watch
against crime and violence.
The news together. Uh-huh. The news with Katie Couric.
Jackie, have you ever thought about buying a car from Hendrick Honda?
Then we won't watch American Idol.
I would prefer like Radley Acura.
Yeah. How about Radley Acura? I don't like American Idol.
Jeep.
I like Letterman.
Have you ever been watching
Letterman in the nude?
Jackie, have you ever been to Farish Jeep? They've got thousands of Jeeps. Jeeps for every size. Jeeps everywhere. Jeeps.
I'm nice.
When I need a car, I'll go there.
Yes. Yeah, the good people at Farish Jeep.
Do you realize
how Jeeps? I like their Jeeps.
The critical I am. Here I am talking to you about saving children. Uh-huh. When the truth is, I hate children. I hate strollers.
Do you know I'm barren?
No, I did not know that.
Yes, I'm Buzz Burbank, and I've never had a child of my own. As a matter of fact,
shooting blanks.
Strollers on airplanes make me angry. Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm Buzz Burbank.
I have cats.
Yeah, I have
cats. Hundreds of cats.
Hundreds of
Jackie?
Yes?
Are we ever going to get a laugh out of you?
I'm still trying to figure you out.
Still trying to figure me out?
Why?
I'm a man of mystery. No one can figure me out.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
I am an enigma.
I'm tired of being held down by Don and Mike. Mm-hmm. I wish they'd let me branch out like I am with you, my sweet.
You know it would be nice, Jackie, if you freed me from this prison that I live in. The Don and Mike prison. The Don and Mike Alcatraz. Please, swim over to me, Jackie, and release me from my private hell.
Maybe tonight you and your lesbian wife and I can go catch dinner in a film. How about it? Talk about your website.
That's another rejection. I can't stand it any longer. It's driving me crazy. I'm Buzz Burbank.
I'm wearing a robe.
I do all my newscasts in a robe.
Hi.
Goodnight.org.
That's right. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, Jackie. I like to do that because I'm Buzz and I'm nice.
You are nice.
Thank you.
I agree.
I'm naughty and nice.
I agree.
There you go. Well, that's the first thing we agreed on.
So on some level, you do want me, Buzz Burbank. You want me, even in a comedic sense. You want me. You desire me. My flesh are hot tongues tied together in knots.
Very nice, ladies.
Again, I'll go back to my public service announcement. So families,
I have a public service announcement for you. Me so hot.
I'm Buzz Burbank, the hottest one on the show. That's on my business card. I hand them out everywhere. I'm Buzz, the hottest guy on the show.
Hi.
All the ladies want to talk to me, not them. All right.
LL Cool B. Ladies love Cool Buzz. Hi,
Cool Buzz.
I appreciate you plugging the charity.
Thank you, Jackie.
Jesus Christ, thank you, Jackie.
Jackie, how about a joke?
Very funny.
And not from us, from you. Tell us a joke before you leave. One joke. Show us that you have some sense of humor, please.
I do have a sense of humor, but I'm...
No. I don't want to hear the explanation again. I want to hear one joke. Even the simplest knock-knock joke will be acceptable, Jackie.
I don't know any jokes.
You don't know any jokes.
I always forget the punchline.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
See?
See who?
C word.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I always resort to that.
Would you like to hear my favorite knock-knock joke, Jackie?
Okay.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Canoe.
Canoe who?
Canoe, come out and play with me. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
I didn't hear that.
Orange.
Or something other?
Orange.
Orange.
Orange. Sorry.
Orange, you glad you didn't say banana.
What's Helen Keller's favorite convenience store?
I'm not going to go on that one.
Wah, wah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
See? See?
What was that?
See?
See?
C-word. Knock, knock.
Hi, I'm Buzz Burbank.
I'm Buzz Burbank. And I'm nice.
You know, I forgot to ask you.
I think I'm going
to
drive a Jeep home today, because I like Jeeps.
My love.
Nice.
I'm glad you like Jeeps.
Do you drive a minivan, my love?
No, I wish I did.
You wish you did? No, no, wrong, wrong. Can't possibly want to drive a minivan. It's not nice.
It's big enough for my dog.
All right, here's a guessing game. Where was I born, Jackie?
I have no clue.
What? It's in the Midwest. I'll give you a clue. It's in the Midwest.
Are you wearing control top hose? I'm Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank.
Remember Legs, the pantyhose that came in the egg in the 70s? They came in the egg.
Yes, I remember those.
Hot Legs.
I remember it was Joyce DeWitt. We dated. She was on Three's Company with Suzanne Summers.
She liked me. I'm nice.
And now her house is burned down. Not Joyce DeWitt, but Suzanne Summers.
Yes, I know.
Yes, her house burned down. Terrible fire in Malibu.
Yes, it was. Luckily, no one was hurt.
It's a shame she couldn't have used the collagen that she injects into her lips to put that fire out. That's a joke, Jackie.
I know. Oh, I know.
Oh, my.
I know.
A woman on a mission.
Jackie, I'm thinking there should be... Hi, this is Buzz. Hi, Jackie. I'm thinking there should be a charity for women like you. Freaking do-gooders. Get off the phone.
I'm Buzz Burbank, and I like do-gooders. They're
I tell
nice.
You what,
hot.
Really, Jackie, everybody else quiet. Hi, it's Buzz.
I know.
I apologize.
No, everybody. You have to apologize.
I tell you what, come down and take your shirt off, and you can read your plug 1,000 times.
A 1,000 times, Jackie.
Let's see those boobs. I'm Buzz.
Buzz Burbank.
What do you got?
Well, I have a public service announcement to protect.
What do you got in your shirt, baby? What have you got in that Christmas sweater? Come on, Christmas sweater. Come on, big bucks. Come on, you lifeless piece of flesh.
now Buzz.
I can't help it.
Buzz.
That's okay.
I can't help it.
You should wear your control top pantyhose right now. Buzz.
I'm wearing leggings. Leggings flash dance. And that's all.
Leg warmers.
That's what I wear.
Leg warmers, thank you, Robert.
I wear leg warmers, Jackie. I'm Buzz
Burbank.
Nice.
They're nice.
I wear leg warmers and tiny little ballet slippers.
Back of the good picture.
It's a lovely picture.
Which is larger, do you think? Your IQ, your sex drive, or your sense of humor?
A laugh.
Hey.
An applause for laughing. Wow, that's nice. I like that. Oh, I'm leaking again.
Okay. All right, you cow. See you later.
Bye, Jackie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Bye. Or a good night.
Or a good night. Oh, goodnight.org.
With a K.
Screw off. Christ, I hate serving the community. Buzz, will you stop having your news groupies call the request line, please?
I think we did some good here today.
I believe so.
Hi, may I speak to Buzz?
Very nice woman.
Have you ever met her?
Not in person, no. We've spoken on the phone.
Okay. You simply have the telephone.
You know what that is? That's a conquest yet to come.
Right. Emails.
That kind of thing.
Wow.
All right, Buzz. Let me see.
Where were we?
Thank you.
We were talking about the bird poop, Mike.
Yeah, people standing in parking lots bird and poop. Getting birds to poop on.
We will pick that up. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I love this company more than almost anything in the world. I have decided to step down from my post and spend more time with my family. I do not fear the unknown. I will meet my new challenges head on, and I will succeed, and I will laugh in the faces of those who doubt me. It's been a pleasure working with some of you, and I will not forget those of you soon. But remember, while today it is me, we all shall fall. In other words, I'm quitting.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's what they say. Fool me once, strike one. But fool me twice, strike three.
Right.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Oompa, loompa, doompa dee, dawsome. Dwight is now gone, which is totally awesome. Why was he gone? He was such a nice guy. No, he was not. He was a total douche. Doompa dee, doom.
Cut the jibba jabba.
Your source for war. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Why? Every time. What's wrong with me?
The grape or the club?
Oh, God.
You had a dream last night.
Hey, you know something?
Yes. What?
No, what?
What?
I had a dream last night.
We could get right back to those tapes.
Just your average day at school.
Right. God damn, so many things to get to.
Oh, Lordy.
Let me say, one of the spots has been taken, but it's by someone who's parking for a business in the building complex we're in.
Oh, well, but there's plenty of room. There's still plenty of room down there.
They'll be
gone
by close of
business. Right. So come on.
The good ones are still open.
Yep. Get your ass down here.
Five
it's
and
a,
six.
It's a shot at $500.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the person that gets the most bird poop on them from the massive animals that occupy the tree right next to our parking lot.
And that red pickup truck down there.
Yeah.
Man, from the from the book entitled I Just Don't Care. That is a guy, and it looks like he's got a little area wiped out where he can see through the windshield, so he's driving it every day.
Yeah. He's parked his, he's one of the construction guys working on the high rise next door.
Is that where he is? Okay.
Yeah, and he has parked there every single day. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
He just don't care. Hair, Mike.
It's a new color scheme. Well, he's got a white pinstripe on his car, so that works pretty well.
I talked to him before the show today, actually, and he said,
"Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night."
That's what he said.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious if you look at that car.
Uh-huh. And I guess you're finding out now that in the world of CBS that if you're going to play a tape like 8,000 times,
hey, you know something? No, what?
What?
I had a dream last night.
Maybe about the word wet.
Yes. Yeah. I don't mind. You know, the bleeping doesn't bother me. It truly, truly doesn't. No?
Okay.
We know what goes there.
Hey, you cats, come on down. Between 5 and 6 today. Get your spot in the parking lot. What's the address again, boy?
5914
Hubbard.
Mm-hmm. Hubbard Drive in Rockville, classic Rockville, Maryland.
Right.
See you in about an hour. Get your spot. Wait out there an hour. You'll be out there with the Joe Birdman of Rockville and... Joe Man will be out there with you.
Mm-hmm.
The J Man will be out there dodging the bird poop with you.
You'll be part of the J team.
So there you go. Right. And when you say that, I always get confused, Mike. Do you mean Jiffy Lube or do you mean my man who died for all of our sins?
Or there's even a third one that is relating to some of the tapes you've been playing. You know?
Right.
The J team.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know something?
Oh, like in J.O.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Who shares that information?
That too.
I was thinking something else.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Which tape? I don't know which tape.
No. You played the right
tape.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
That's it. I was just thinking, the team. But don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's all related.
Sure.
It's all related.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. We have the rest of that sex ed tape to hear.
Good.
Also, we have a brand new, a clean copy, finally, of the entire Paula Abdul drunk ramble, and it is uncut.
This is new. We've heard none of this. This is from when she did Dallas Fort Worth, and it is the total piece.
Okay.
And there's no excuse of her talking to two people at once.
You know, in the post today, somebody wrote that Paula was normal. And I don't know what show they were watching last night.
Well, Paula.
But Paula was limited to hardly any TV time. And every time you saw her, there was something very, very wrong. And I just think people ought to be paying attention to this.
Well, now you're talking about Paula Abdul on American Idol.
Yeah, even on American Idol.
You're not talking about during these circuits of interviews where she was effed up, right?
You know, I was talking actually on the show American Idol last night. She had so little time. They gave her so little FaceTime on American Idol. And when they would get her reaction, it was this twitchy, kind of slurred.
Writhing around the table.
Writhing. She was all over the place. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
She looked normal to me.
Yeah, it is normal.
Really, I'm kind of used to it, I guess.
That's her, yeah.
Kind of used to it.
I was watching her like a hawk. Even when they'd have the long shots, I'd just be staring at her and her face that looked as though it was in some sort of frozen expression.
I did check out her balloonish cleavage, though.
Yes. Yes, she was showing that.
She had those pushed together at one point.
And I loved Randy's pink striped shirt with the white collar.
His were pushed
together
dreamy.
As well.
That's for Randy Jackson. How's that diet going, my friend?
And Jewel looked pretty good.
Yeah. How you doing, dog?
Yeah.
Oh, Jewel.
Yeah.
Snaggletooth.
Oh, she looks hot.
You want to talk about having a couple of babies that she had strapped down to her chest?
Oh, yeah. She looks hot. She really did.
Oh, Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, I don't, as I told you many times, I don't care about where everybody sucks, the American Idols, where they're no good. Mm-hmm. But I did find a part to like about it. I watched it. I enjoyed it. I like Simon. I really like his attitude where he says stuff that you know is not scripted, like where he says at one point, is this what the show has become now? Mm-hmm. None of these people will have a chance of making it. Why are we even here? I'm watching it going, oh, you're my guy.
Legitimate anger, because right. He's obviously in that room for a good deal of time. Yeah. And they really, I think at a certain point, they want to have the real people come through. And it seems like every season they get more and more people that are just showing up to get some TV time.
And having spent time in the Twin Cities with my daughter, my grandkids, I can tell you that was about the best that Minneapolis has to offer. And boy, were they pissed off at Minneapolis. Like everybody that was bad, uh-huh, they'd come in and go, well, you're the best that Minneapolis, Minnesota has to offer.
But as bad as Minneapolis was, the promos for
Seattle.
In Seattle with Super Dave and Tom Gavin auditioning,
they
really
look pretty good.
Really looks like it's going to be special.
They look pretty good. Okay, do you want to hear the latest Paula Abdul's drunk tape?
I really would.
Or do you want to go back to the dreams that are not dry?
I can we just get Paula Abdul out? I'm fascinated by
okay,
that. I really am.
So this is not the one from Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York. This is from the same day, though, right?
Fox, Dallas, Fort Worth. Yeah, okay. That evening.
Same bad. And when you listen to this, I would appreciate people thinking along the lines of, what type of substance are we dealing with here? Because I really have no idea. I've heard that she's on prescription medication, but I don't. And a lot of people joke.
She had that nail infection, Mike. Don't forget, she had that nail infection.
Is that a staph infection like Rosie had? The same type of thing?
Hi, Rosie.
Lingering. I've seen this video that goes with this audio. Have you ever seen when a parrot gets upset and starts swaying back and forth like what's going to attack? That's how she looks during this.
Okay.
Never still in her chair.
All right.
Say hello. Hi, Paula. It's Maria in Dallas.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm great. Are we ready to go?
Whenever you're ready. Ready to go.
Thumbs up.
Ready to go.
All right.
Hold on. Are they on the air at that point, or is it?
Sounds like they're recording it.
Yeah, they're recording it, and that's the full tape. That's the downtime.
Gotcha.
On the air. Okay. American Idol season is ready to go. Paula Abdul joins us this morning. How are you, Paula?
I'm doing very well, Maria. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, doing great. And, you know, we're so excited about American Idol, as we always are around this time of the year. How are you feeling about this season?
I'm feeling great about this season. I'm not one of the biggest fans of the...
Stop for 1 second. Sounds to me like my first diagnosis would be a nasal condition. She sounds a little nasally to me.
Hmm. Read into that what you will.
Hey, we were alive in the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we were.
You know,
a little too
interesting
alive.
You say that, because watching her, it seems she is awfully twitchy.
I think you've had that theory before about her. I was just noticing her that she has that very days off. Her door. Well, not quite as bad.
So where are you? Where's my pen cap?
She's keeping her weight down.
Getting auditions, because I know how silly they are, but I love when it gets straight to the talent. But this is the first season that I am so excited to watch the auditions because they're so...
They always are a little bit, huh? But I guess each year more of those kind of people are encouraged. Come on over and try out, huh?
Oh boy, are they encouraged. By their parents, too, mostly.
They think they can sing. What is up with that?
It's a disease called fame.
Oh, no. And remember last year there was somebody...
She's one of your clueless anchors.
Well, I just going to say the same thing, Mike. While it is fun to listen to Paula Abdul,
right,
you could also listen to this tape and just listen to the retarded woman who has not a clue. Who, you know, in Paula Abdul's defense, is throwing out the stupidest form of the most banal question. You know, so are things going to be exciting this year on American Idol?
Why are so many people auditioning? You know, that guy from San Francisco yesterday had at least an observance of Paula being a little wobbly. I thought that was interesting.
That's why you go back to my theory, my original theory. Ladies should only be weather girls wearing miniskirts. Thank you. Back to the...
That actually had seen yours and Randy's DVD, and you guys asked them, hey, take some voice lessons. And they were like, yeah, we watch your DVD. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, and Simon had a blast about that one. He had a blast.
Remember that?
So what?
So has anybody wowed you during this audition period?
Oh, there are a definite number of contestants that are really, really special who have wowed us.
It's impossible for her to have a train of thought. Right?
But in her defense, is it not possible that she is somewhat sleep deprived, that she has done thousands of these junket interviews, and
yeah,
to her,
of course,
this is just another... She's just sitting in a room somewhere,
yep,
just looking at a monitor.
Through the camera, she doesn't even know who she's talking to. Right.
Yeah, and she's just blah, 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 blah. I mean, I don't hear the drunky part here.
No.
I don't hear it.
I don't think it is drunky. I think it's something else.
They know who they are as an artist. They're a little sappy, and they take things a little bit tongue-in-cheek. So it's a different kind of group of contestants this time.
Anybody from Texas that you remember specifically? How's the talent in Texas?
Hold on. Who's been sniffing?
That was Paula.
That's her second and last.
Okay. Well, hello. Yeah, the nose knows. Okay. The first time I heard that, seriously, I thought that was Mike goofing around.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't you doing
no,
that.
No.
That wasn't you the second time.
No, because I am really riveted to this because I'm fascinated by Paula Abdul. It's different than last season. There's something wrong.
Okay. You're saying she has allergies?
Yeah.
Texas is always pretty good. There are a few people representing that I remember who've done really well this time around.
What about all of the drama that goes on?
Now, some
all of you guys, you all have said that it is a dysfunctional family. What do you have to say about that? Are you feeling me or are you sleeping on me?
Hold on. You know, someone should really take this lady out and just put her out of her misery.
No question.
This lady who was on TV for, and what the hell? She must be drop dead gorgeous.
Good looking lady, but she did just ask Paula if she was sleeping.
Yes.
She said, is that true, or are you sleeping?
No, I didn't even notice because it was just monotone.
Was the context of the question, is Paula Abdul sleeping, or was she talking about the relationship that they have with everybody?
I believe she was asking Paula if she's sleeping on me during the interview.
Right,
that's
okay.
How I read it.
Is that what you just said, really?
Yeah.
Because I just heard, like, Charlie Brown teacher.
Right.
Here's a reply. No, I'm trying to think of a very specific
time
when I was sleeping on a very specific situation that happened.
Yes.
And... I hope it ends up being on, not on the cutting room floor, but you get to see what happened. There's a very big fight that happens, and it's regarding when we were in Texas. So it'll be interesting to see.
There was another sniff too.
Uh-huh.
It's edited together because it's pretty darn funny.
It's cold.
Well, we can't wait to see that. How about you personally? I know last year there were so many rumors going on. Are you sick of that, Paula?
I've been famous now. It's my 20th year in the business. I'm kind of immune to it.
What was that? Was that immune?
Immune.
His immune turned into, I'm kind of immune to it. Why are you hanging me?
It gives, you know, it's like my dad goes, honey, it gives you edge. I go, thanks, Dad. Like, I don't have edge. goes, yeah, you're American sweetheart. Come on, get some edge going.
All right, now wait a minute.
Wait, no, hold on.
Now, I said before,
this is random.
I didn't think it was booze. But I'm telling you, I am now thinking.
Mike, I'm going the other way. This is the ramblings of a cokehead. Really. I mean, Rent Goodfellas, and she could play the Ray Liotta role right now. She could be driving around pretty sure that there's a helicopter following her everywhere.
Maybe there are a few things at play here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, I'm even going to include maybe it's a head cold and she took medication for it.
Right.
Sure. I'll give her the benefit
of
the doubt.
That's right, Mike.
That's right.
But who knows?
Or Dad. We'll see what happens. For me, it's all fun. As long as I can keep fighting with Simon, it's all cool.
Awesome. Well, you look very energetic and ready to go this morning. Thank you for taking the time to talk to
me. You look very energetic and ready to go.
She just asked her 2 minutes ago if she was sleeping.
Yes. That's okay. Right.
All right.
Okay. Awesome. And, of course, every anchor like that also gets one of these in. Ooh.
Now listen to the close. The close is good because it's not a clean edit.
What? Right on. Hey, Maria, let's go dancing when I'm in Dallas.
I'm ready. You know where I'm at Fox in Dallas. Come find me. We'll go dancing.
Ready to go. Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye. I am the one.
That's it.
Wow, and a nice big sniff at the end, too.
Yes. Yes. Ma'am. I heard her on another show say,
terrible, terrible, terrible.
She was up at 3 a.m. To do these interviews.
So that was horrible.
All right, here is Randy Jackson, dog. Randy Jackson. Hello there, Randy. What do you have to say, Randy Jackson?
Randy, what's going on there? We asked Ronnie Ingress, actually, yesterday about it. He sort of dodged the question. Is she okay?
I think she's great. It looks like one of those long days of, like, doing nothing but interviews. And, I mean, we go through those all the time on the press junkets. And it looks like, you know, she's just like, it's the end of the day. You know, if you could see us at the end of the day in the audition, those 12-hour days, I'm sure she was on it for 12 hours. But
pretty punchy?
Yeah. 14 hours, you're like, ah!
But now, wasn't that a morning TV show she was doing?
She does them all day long.
Well, they get up at 3 a.m. I guess they do them through. Now, we have experience with interviewing people that have done those. Ed McMahon comes to mind.
I don't know.
And he had a little lunch.
I don't know. Do you want to give her the benefit of the doubt or what?
No.
Let's wait and see.
And I tell you, I don't want to give her the benefit of the doubt simply because I watched the actual show, which is the controlled environment where, you know, you really get her her required amount of camera time. And Simon and Randy completely dominated. They didn't even put her on camera.
But, Mike, just from the standpoint of running American Idol, the devil's advocate.
Right.
The only thing she brings to that show is the fact that when they get to the real people, she loves everybody.
But even with that, they give her the camera time to say she loves people or to say, Simon, stop it. You're being really cruel. And she just wasn't even there.
But who could she have loved last night? Last night it was the two guys running the show. It was
the two guys being cruel, but the only thing she does during that part of the show is she'll say, Simon, you didn't really need to say that. You didn't need to do that. And she's sitting there and she's got this expression on her face that I've never seen. It looks like gravity's continuing. She looks like Joan Rivers. She's just sitting there with her face in a kind of contorted way. I'll watch it tonight and I hope
I'm
wrong.
Kind of a mess.
Hope I'm wrong. But,
she looks like a mess. But she seems to me as effed up as she has been every year on the show.
Well, there seem to be different degrees of it. It's just starting out right from the very beginning with the press junket and now with the initial episode.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Good. I have a very close relative who's an actor out in California, and he was sitting in the
Welcome to the 6 degrees of separation. Right away, already stinks like hinky. You know what I mean? Okay. Hey, I've got a relative who's in the business.
I didn't want to point out who it is, but he was sitting in.
Is it someone of note, friend? Is it a name we would know?
Yes.
Oh. Well, then toss the name out there.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to toss him under the bus.
All right, what did he say?
He was. President Fox was on the phone with Paula reaming her out that if she came trash to the show again, she was going to get fired.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on a second. Tell me,
he's an actor. How would an actor be involved in that?
You're so full of crap. Hold on.
He was in the President of Fox's office on another matter.
Please, can you hold on just a moment? I swear to God, we will not reveal the name. I swear to God, tell it to Rob off the air, and he'll write it down, and we'll see if we know who you're talking about. Hold on, please. All right, Rob.
One moment, please.
Line three.
You cannot show up for the show.
Really?
I'm good. Who's the actor and how are you related?
And not a goof. Don't write down Wilford Brimley or something. write down the real name of whoever the hell it is.
It could be in Rupert Murdoch's office.
Okay. I've not heard of him.
Me either.
Well, then that must be true.
Ever heard of that guy, Mike?
No. No.
His last name is a euphemism for penis.
But that to me adds maybe a little credibility to it because it's not a well-known person.
Okay, put him back on hold. Okay, here he goes now. All right, so that's your uncle?
No, he's his uncle.
Oh, that's your nephew.
Correct.
And he said that the president of Fox was actually on the phone with Paula Abdul?
While he was in the while my nephew was in the president's office about another matter.
Do an IMDb search on that name the guy that just gave us, please. We'll find out.
And we'll just take a look. We won't reveal it, though.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, this is almost like running somebody's plates.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're doing a background check. Did he give you more detail?
What do you want?
Well, I mean, what did he say?
Why are you hanging me?
Not more detail. I mean, it was probably 2 or 3 minutes long, and they were going back and forth. And basically, he, before he hung up, said that if you come trash the show one more time, you're out of there.
And you heard this from your relative who's in show business.
That is correct.
We're running the name through IMDb right now. And your relative was sitting in the president of Fox Broadcasting's office?
Right at the desk across from him.
Who's the president of Fox Broadcasting? Do you know?
I don't know.
You know, here's the funny thing about this. You go back and you look at Elvis Presley, who was surrounded by these people, and everybody's speculating.
How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Is there really that much difference? There's not. And I'm just hoping that...
I think it's about 100 pounds difference, Mike.
You think she's surrounded by people
that are... Maybe it was 125 pounds. How much more did Elvis weigh than Paula Abdul?
250 pounds towards the end, Jack.
Well, she can't weigh more than... She's like, what, a size 4, size 6?
Oh, she's a featherweight, Jack.
She lies.
She's a tiny little featherweight. But I'm wondering, man, if she's surrounded by these people.
What?
I misspelled his name, but that's the guy.
Okay, hold on a second. All right, so he doesn't spell it like a hot dog. Let me see. Huh? The guy, it says the guy was featured in You, Me, and Dupree.
Hmm.
All right, that's a movie that I've seen recently.
That's correct.
Okay, the guy was in The Sum of All Fears. Heard of that movie.
Do you have a timeline on when, I mean, is this recent that this happened?
Why would this guy...
It would have been last fall, I would guess. Or
last
spring.
Fall.
Last spring. Spring of 06.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. See you later.
Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, would the president of Fox talk to a performer directly like that, or would they go through their agents?
What I'm wondering is why Jason Wiener, W-I-N-E-R, why are we treating it as like a state secret? The guy's an actor on IMDb. Why he would be sitting in the office of the president of Fox Broadcasting.
Ed Wilson. You never know. Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah, there you go, Mike. I mean, I only mentioned this stuff. It's like if you did the IMDb search for Mike or myself. You see the TV shows that we've had bit parts on.
Right.
When I threw out those movies, he could have been featured in them or he could have been a standby guy.
I really don't recognize him.
I don't either.
Yeah, well, you never know. I mean, I mean, who knows? I'm just basing it on what I see with Paul Abdul.
Well, I think we should run with that.
I think that the phone call would certainly be plausible.
Hollywood star Jason Wiener was sitting in the office of Fox Broadcasting President Ed somebody.
Ed Wilson.
And heard him say to Paula, don't be effed up.
Yes.
You heard
it right
here.
For the day.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I have to totally agree with Mike. I watched the entire show last night, and me and my wife had to rewind it on TiVo probably like 100 times.
That's what I do.
We were busting up laughing.
I was saying, look at her, because just the twitching and even the stuff where she's not talking, I said, watch her. And a lot of the chair going back and forth where she was having trouble getting adjusted. And you look at, and here's the thing. She sits next to Simon, who is the picture of complete calm and control, and you see Paula next to him, and it looks like she's on those electric grates that they put people on.
I would say she looked fine, but what does that say about me?
I was really focused on her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Yo.
I was watching the show yesterday, too, and it looked like there was time that she was
you know, in her seat, not sitting still. And then there was one time towards the end of the show, she was moving her wrist around like she was staring at it to the right, like her right hand. You go back and watch it, you can see it. She's looking at her right hand and moving back and forth like she's having a wrist problem.
But again, is this different than the way she acted last year?
Yeah, definitely.
Or the year before, really?
I think that on the finals last year, she had her moments where she appeared to be really out of it.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
But here's the deal. This is the first episode, and this is the press tour before this. This is right out of the shoot.
That was horrible.
I've got it. Restless leg syndrome.
That's what she's got.
All right, hold up. All right, that's Paula Abdul.
Oh, hold on. You've not heard in a while?
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
How about that?
Simon Cowell.
Who's here for the bird poop contest? Anybody yet?
Do we have anybody? Anyone? Ferris?
Hold
anyone?
Hold on. Yanni, let's go back to the producer's room. Yanni.
There was one guy who got here about, 15 minutes ago. So we sent him back to his car, but we've had four people say they're coming.
All right, good. Well, we're going to start getting you folks out there at 5 o'clock. Person with the most bird crap on them in 1 hour gets $500 because these birds love to crap right by our building.
It's too exciting.
Got to do this. We'll be right back to maybe talk about the bee boys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So let's get on with the show, the best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock. You're standing in the wings and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show, with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett,
and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert!
Hello!
Say
hello
to you!
Yeah,
come on! People are sleeping! Lower it! What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
It's on in Mike Show.
Come on, Ma.
You're listening to them. Good for you. Don and Mike.
It's John Mellencamp here. I have to ask a question that I know everybody has probably thought subconsciously on some level. Has John Mellencamp forever ruined his career and whatever his musical legacy is by those goddamn commercials that they insist on running during the football games? You know, the song about America?
Right.
The song about this is our country?
Mm-hmm.
Are you like me? Do you almost want to stand up and, dare I say it, burn the flag?
You know,
it takes the American out of me, because first off, the commercials themselves...
You're a big John Cougar fan.
Yeah, I used to be. Mm-hmm. The commercials themselves, it seems to me, God, there's a lot of copyright infringement. They have images of everything from Jerry Kramer from the Green Bay Packers, the man walking on the moon, to Martin Luther King, all of these events in our history,
right,
which are somehow being used to sell a car.
Right.
And then beyond that, this annoying song that they somehow thought would become a hit, but never really did.
Ain't That America? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's actually Pink Houses.
Right. Ain't That America?
Well, I feel like I want to burn the flag when I see the caveman commercials.
I love those.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
I love the new one, especially where they're standing out on the deck talking about, hey, there's one caveman. Have you seen the one where he says, don't think less of me because I have Geico?
Right. Yeah. Because they're at a cocktail party.
Yeah, right. And the one, right, the caveman comes out and says something like, hey, I got great news. Lisa and I are getting back together. And they go, we're having a discussion. Really, really good caveman.
Yeah, the one where he's on the little escalator at the airport. Yeah. And just with that wonderful look he gives. I'm not familiar with these John Cougar commercials.
My God. Are you kidding me? Now, I'm going to give them a free commercial here.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
What's it for?
For Chevy. This is our country.
Oh, this is our country.
From the East Coast.
So he wrote that for them?
Yes.
Oh.
And he's been at a lot of football games this year, whoring it out.
Right.
Well, they'll have him at halftime, you know. And now, as a tribute to America, singing his song, which will be repeated 18,000 times today in commercials,
mm-hmm,
and bring back images of America's best and worst moments, all in the hopes that you, idiot consumer, will buy an automobile.
Made in America.
Here now is washed up has-been. Let's hear it for total sellout, John Mellencamp.
I had no idea that this got your dander
Mike,
up this way.
It's a saturation of these commercials and the spots that they buy them at.
You know, maybe I have seen them. I've just been desensitized to them because they're run so much. This is our country.
Yeah,
I've seen that. I didn't make the connection.
I watch more football, and I guess that's mainly where they run the commercial. But it's
right.
Like, Jesus Christ, it's like sometimes...
Like Phil Collins should be doing that and not John Cougar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I understand. Or Barry Manilow.
Yes.
That type of artist.
Or Clay Aiken.
To
make it a little more contemporary.
One of those artists.
Anybody, but yeah, not John Mellencamp.
Well, John Mellencamp, when was the last year he was relevant?
Yeah.
I mean, he never achieved the level of stardom. It was right at the same time, right after Springsteen had become an icon, and they thought that Mellencamp was going to be the next thing.
That's the lore of John Mellencamp, though, is that he was never quite Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bunch of good songs, and he never really petered out. He did okay.
Right.
He kept putting his records out, and you're like, oh, John Mellencamp, that's okay.
So
all of a sudden, here he is. Yeah. How you doing, whore?
I will always like the one lyric. Sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze, and that's right where it ended for me. With him. It was That's all it was
about food.
I love.
You'll never see Prince do that.
I love.
Prince whored himself on American Idol, and I don't think you're going to see Prince really.
He's whoring himself on the Super Bowl too.
But he whores himself in his own little way. He whores himself in a controlled way.
Mike, if how do I put this? If Prince had the opportunity, he would whore himself like John Mellencamp did, but really. You can't present Prince as like Americana. Look at him. I mean, look at him. At least you.
Yeah, but you could sell a different type of product with Prince.
What are you going to sell? Condoms or rubbers with Prince?
Yeah, anything with sex. I mean, my God, they could market. I mean, you don't think Prince is more marketable than John Cougar?
I agree, but I'm saying when you're going to go sell trucks,
right?
You don't want a little man, a C. Smith in his purple suit out there. You know,
of course not trucks. I'm saying, but for other products, you don't think that Prince would have just 10 times more opportunity than John Cougar to be exploited?
I don't disagree.
Right,
I don't disagree on that point, but about trucks specifically, where
you got to be Bob Seger, you got to be John Cougar.
The thought on Madison Avenue is, you know, you're going to pardon the pun because we're talking about cavemen. You are making these commercials towards the cavemen that are sitting on their asses watching football.
Right.
Making this goddamn All-American song over and over again, and please stop it. I mean, it's even more annoying.
John Cougar have a tail?
What?
Wasn't that story around, like, years ago where he had some birth defect where he had a tail?
Mike, the cheese stands alone there.
Now, wait a minute. I know I'm not talking out of my butt here. Somebody will back me up on this.
You just heard it.
There was some story that he had a tail. Or he had some sort of, like, birth defect where he had to be separated. Maybe he had a twin that had to be chopped off.
Somebody Google John Mellencamp and a tail. John?
Somebody help me.
I'll have something for you to say.
John Mellencamp didn't have a tail, Mike.
No, it might not have been a tail, but it was some sort of horrible birth defect that he had.
Oh, I remember. He was a hermaphrodite.
No.
That's Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right, here's... I don't want to stand by the tail 100%. I want to stand by major birth defect, like either a tail or some sort of twin. Some sort of Siamese twin.
Make your mind up.
There was something wrong with him.
Is he a tail boy or not?
He had some sort of major birth defect that almost killed him. That is the story I'm standing by.
Well,
he's mentally retarded.
Is it that?
He had, I swear, and this I read. This was like a bio of him where he had some terrible issue when he was at birth that they had to operate on.
It was his
on.
Tail.
It might have been like a tail.
He said, Mommy, I have a tail.
It's like his spine grew too long. Some people have that.
Prehensile syndrome, yes.
Yeah, but hold on, that's not a tail. Hold on, John now has a Google. John.
Spina bifida.
Well, that's not a tail, Mike. Spina bifida is not having a tail, for God's sake. I know what spina bifida is.
Yeah, it's spina bifida.
Get out. You might as well have diabetes.
It's spina bifida. Isn't your spine your tail, really? When you think
get out of here. Who's got a tail, please? Get out of here.
Was it just spina bifida? Is there anything else in there about
John,
a tail?
Was there anything about a tail?
No, nothing about a tail.
Nothing about a tail. Hey, but it was something. He had some malady, right? Yeah. I was right about it. You can give me a little credit on that, or you can give me that look.
No, do you ever have hangnail, too?
Spina bifida is horrible.
How about acid reflux?
Spina bifida, most kids don't survive that. That's a horrible thing to survive
that. Do not grow tails, Mike.
No, but it is the spine malformed.
Yes.
Which could result in a tail.
A tail would come out of your ass region.
I told you, I pulled off the tail thing early on. I said he had a birth defect.
No, you still went back to it. And wouldn't the tail really come out of your ass area, not necessarily out of your spine?
Yeah.
Just above it. Yeah.
Well, that's where your spine ends, is where your tail would be.
Your tailbone, which is just above the cleavage.
In a human being, the end of your spine is where the tail used to be.
Right.
When we had tails.
Hold on. I've seen movies with a guy who has a tail.
Sure. There are people that have it. What's it called?
No, I'm talking about, what was it? It's not something about Mary. It's one of the Farrelly Brothers movies. Was it Stuck on You? I'm not sure which one it is, but a guy has a tail. Oh, yeah, the fat, Shallow Hal. Yeah.
Had a
Shallow
tail?
Shallow Hal. George Costanza's in that movie, Jason Alexander.
Right.
And in the movie, he has a tail. He has a dog's tail. And when he gets aroused at the end of the movie, you can see his tail moving in the back of his pants. And it's kind of in the crack of his ass.
I will say that there is more to this than just spina bifida. There was something. I think he almost died when he was a kid.
He was born covered in hair.
Somebody shut the door on his tail. He was a boy.
Yeah.
12 million people around the world have tails.
But none of them are named John Mellencamp.
No, sadly, no.
And more importantly, what about that commercial?
Yeah.
Now, you want to sell a car? You get John Mellencamp to run over his tail and sing a song about that. Now I'm watching.
I wish I had that article in front of me.
I used to have a tail. Now you buy a truck. Here in America, Martin Luther King didn't have a tail. We walked on the moon, didn't have a tail. Buy a Chevy truck. Michael Merritt says, I got a tail.
Lighten up, Francis.
Got a tail, got a tasty freeze.
Sucking on a chili dog outside my tail.
Got my tail between my knees.
I got my tail between my knees.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you got that a little mixed up there. The guy with the tail was the dude that was De Niro in the movies, Goodfellas or something.
Was there a guy with a tail in Goodfellas? I've seen
a little that. Guy. I've a seen little guy.
Who, Joe Pesci?
Joe Pesci?
It's me.
That was just one of our idiot callers.
You know what that was?
What?
That was his cell phone broke. That was his
cell mama call. Oh, hello, Donna Mike Show. Thank you, Rob. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Donna Mike?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to ask, see if you guys noticed, do you think Paula Abdul, she kind of looked like the Planet of the Apes. She has that from their nose down. She was looking. Did you guys notice that?
And she had a tail, too.
I had not. Get out of here. Hello there. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Donna Mike Show. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Hey, Danny Garcia actually was a conjoined twin. And if you go to Comcast.net and do on their news, they have a thing about a bunch of celebrities, someone who had web toes and such. So just thought I'd pass that along.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hold on.
John called me with this today. Right.
On this day in 1874, the first Siamese twins died at the age of 63.
Siamese twins.
Chang and Ang of Siam, now Thailand. Spent their life joined at the breastbone.
Yeah.
No word of tails, though, Mike.
No word of John Mellencamp?
Here are a few fascinating facts, though, about Siamese-type twins. Myrtle Corbin, a woman from Texas, had a twin growing out of between her legs. She had 4 legs, 20 toes, and 2 vagines.
Wow.
3 of her kids were born from one of her vagines. 2 were born from the other one.
Wow. No way to...
There was a guy named Edward Mordrake from Massachusetts, had a second face on the back of his head.
True face.
He could laugh and cry, but could not eat or speak. And his name was Lalu, Hindu. Lalu was a Hindu born in 74. He had a headless twin attached to his body at the neck. The twin had 2 arms and legs and functioning genitals.
Eee!
The headless twin could go number one.
Oh.
And become aroused.
Wow.
You know what he said?
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Wow.
Wow. Siamese twins in the news, but no tails, Mike. No tails.
Hello, yeah, I stand by that story.
Hello. Let's flip a coin. Heads or tail? You want heads or tail?
Tails. I win.
Hello, Donna Mike. What's up?
Hey, did you know how Paul always looks like he's trying to take a crap?
Is that Paula?
Yeah, Mike.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike, radio pimps.
I'm sorry, I had something go down the wrong pipe. Hey, what's up?
No, I'm calling from Sacramento area, man. there's a radio station out here. I don't want to plug them because they're a sorry station.
Hey, listen, hold on. Before the crickets jump in here.
What's that?
Before the crickets jump in, we are well aware of the contest in Sacramento and by that station, 107.9. And there is an update on that. Did you know that, Mike?
Yeah, they blew them all out.
Yep, they fired...
Ten people?
The program director, all of those creeps on the morning show, a bunch of different
people. All their support
people,
staff. Everybody got fired. Yeah.
Everybody's gone. The more I think about that and look at that, the backstory is stupid morning zoo show had a contest to see who could hold their pee the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame the DJs. For goodness sakes, we did that contest ourselves like 5 years ago to see who could pee the longest.
Mm-hmm.
We actually timed it out to see who
the difference is. We did it.
Yeah. Who could go number one the
longest? Didn't we? Wasn't it the guys on the show?
No, it was us. But even if we had done it with listeners, I am sure that there was some kind of a release that had been signed. And when I was looking at the Sacramento Bee, where they had a transcript of what these poor schmuck disc jockeys said on the air, I imagine there, but for the grace of God, go you and I.
Oh, you better believe it.
They had somebody call in, just like on our show, and say, hey, this can kill someone.
Right.
And they handled it from the transcript. They handled the way we would. Get out of here. We're doing a show.
Right.
Then one of them said, hey, you know, what if this kills somebody? Just a throwaway comment. And then more than one time, one of the DJs said they signed a release.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fault the DJs. I fault the corporation, whatever corporation it is that owns that radio station, because it's almost like the Opie and Anthony sex in the church thing.
Mm-hmm.
The company knew about this contest.
Right.
If they had people coming down and they had a release for them to sign, the disc jockey is off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be somebody at an upper level in this company that would say, hold on a second, there's a chance that somebody really could hurt themselves with this.
Yeah, and it happens all the time in radio. Right?
You know, and if not, all the DJs were doing, well, I can't say and if not, because the DJs ran it up the flagpole.
Yep.
And they said, okay, and as usual.
I mean, if they, you know, we weren't there, but if they did that, which I can't see any other way that they wouldn't do it.
It said in the transcript that they said stuff like they signed the release.
Yeah, I mean, and you would think, I mean, in normal circumstances, something like that has to go through. I mean, God, everything, we have to run it twice, 10 times through stuff.
I know what our releases say. I mean, when the people stand outside that they have birds crab on them, seriously, they're going to have to sign a release from CBS.
Sure. And all that
stuff
gets checked.
Something like, if you die from bird poop, we are not held responsible.
You're allergic to bird poop.
Right. Right.
We better check on that bird poop allergy.
You know, I don't fault the DJs. I really don't. This is not a question of someone trying to be a shock jock and push it to the next limit.
Right.
This is a stupid, dumb contest.
Yeah, and you know, frankly, you know what my thought was when they all got fired? Getting fired, I would imagine, really, for those guys, if they have any humanity at all, getting fired would be the least of their problems.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, I feel bad for the DJs, for everybody associated with that, because, you know, you can talk all the, hey, man, hey, no problem at all, no problem. You go home at night, you got to go to sleep at night, that's gonna weigh on you no matter who you are. That you'd feel horrible after that.
Hmm. Depends if it was a good bit or not.
Tough guy. Come on, tough guy.
That's how good
it
is.
Be honest.
Like,
It would destroy. I don't know.
I might have to take two Lanesta that night.
Lawyers.
Don't make me laugh. I was trying to be serious.
Lawyers and family say waivers don't cover everything. So I suspect there will be lawsuits as well. And now this.
Well, along with the waivers, also, I mean, it's God, the way we do it here now with the corporate thing, everything's got to be run up the flagpole.
But yeah, of course, if somebody
dies. But unfortunate is that, you know what? What your point is, that's going to stop at a certain level. And you know what? It probably shouldn't. I mean, really, when you heard that, the program director, the GM got canned?
Yeah, the PD.
Did the GM get canned?
No. Program director did, promotions people did, and all the people on the morning show did. So, you know, there had to be somebody above them who was aware of what's going on. So,
right.
You know, I hate to give another radio station any credit, but you know, I'm sorry someone died, but that was someone who maybe knew that there was a risk, especially if they were in the studio and they were taking the calls. And it's not the DJ's goddamn responsibility.
No, there are people that have that job. That's why they have
right,
that job.
Right.
And it's a tragedy for everybody. But you're right. You know, that went up to a certain level. And then there are, you know, there are guys that are going home feeding their families after that are, you know, probably equally responsible.
Can you picture that, call it corporate? Oh, my goodness. Somebody died with one of our contests.
Oops.
Well, fire 10 people.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
That'll make it go away.
Listen, I got a lunch at Morton's. Will you fire them all, please? Thank you.
Fire them right now.
And thank you very much.
Get out a memo now to the rest of the news jockeys and tell them not to do anything that kills anybody.
Right.
But then go behind their backs and say that we want them and push the envelope as much as they possibly can.
And that would be I don't know how you phrase that. That would be get out a memo. We don't want them to do anything that kills anybody.
Uh-huh.
but go have fun.
Right. I'm surprised Hughes has not put out a precautionary memo to CBS employees.
Oh, you don't think that's coming?
Just like an FYI, hey, hold on, John, did we get it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What did it say? Come on, you're kidding me.
Let me see if I can find it. I'll pull it up right now.
Oh, I would imagine that's every company in radio right now. Is that's I mean, that's going to be serious.
I imagine his though is dripping with pus, though.
Especially now that there's a criminal investigation.
Email. Oh, there's a criminal investigation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's turned.
Well, you know what's going to happen is it's going to be probably, it'll work in that corporate way, which is, when I read that today, I was thinking this will change once again. This will change the way things, because once it gets up into the people that like to hear their own voices, you're going to see some major changes.
Well, what did he write, John?
Basically, it just said that he forwarded the article about the thing, and his subject line is, "Glad this isn't us."
Ah.
That's CBS all the way, isn't it?
Bingo.
Well, somebody died during a radio contest. Glad it wasn't us. Your friend, Michael Hughes.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
And then he said,
hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Wow.
Yet it's wet.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you read the addendum, though, to the memo?
What?
He said, P.S., John Cougar has a tail. And thanks, Mike.
I can't believe nobody called in to back me up on that. I guess all you zombies like that stupid commercial. I guess it doesn't bother you like it bothers me.
Apparently not.
Well, maybe I blocked them a little bit with my whole tail discussion. Mm-hmm. You know, people just got confused.
Of course, on the other hand, I'm still not tired of those stupid Guinness guys.
You mean the guys that have the Lindberger cheese on their head?
They got a new one now where they figure out that they're going to make a TV commercial.
You mean the one that says, I smell feet?
No. Oh, no, that's a way old one. There's a new one now.
Got to keep up, Mike.
Come on, Mike. You don't know all the new Geico commercials. You don't know all the new Guinness commercials.
These are primarily commercials that exist in the full range of NFL games, right? Mostly you're going to see them on the sporting events.
During your mail programming. Male-oriented programming.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know, Oprah.
I watched the entire game. I watched every quarter, every second, every commercial.
Doesn't Oprah
of the Philadelphia New Orleans game?
Doesn't Oprah have
don't
a
try to change the subject.
You were up you were when you were watching that game.
No, I wasn't. I was sober. I was sober during that period of time.
Okay, but you were still working. Then you were coming off one and just ahead of one, right?
No.
We weren't
in
the valley.
No, because it was the Friday night, and then I had the whole day Saturday, and then Saturday night we didn't go out.
Well, maybe
so I watched the whole game, and I watched the Giants game the week before.
Well, maybe
I just don't watch all the games. I watch select games. That's what I do.
Maybe you just have to watch games every weekend to have that. Friggin' pounded into your head over and over.
Well, what they do, and I'm sure this gets to you after a while, because they do that saturation, which is the same sponsors, the same big money sponsors, that just go over and over again.
If you'll allow me to indulge one more, that's really frying me, give me the red ass.
What?
If I have to see one more time the douchebag in the library with the tiny value meal, and he goes,
oh, yeah. Okay.
$2.99. And then whatever the annoying sound is that Wendy's wants to identify as the sound for their value meal
Right. Makes
me want to get to a gun and stand up on top of Wendy's.
And you see it again and again and again. Now, that one I saw. That one I did see.
That's annoying.
But I haven't seen the updated Guinness one. I haven't seen the only one I've seen.
That one's not annoying.
I've eaten and the cheese drips down.
Oh, the new Guinness one is...
But then it was right off the oxygen.
Their TV commercial. Yeah, they're talking about making TV commercials. Oh, the Oxygen Network.
Right.
That's what I watch.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, just thought you had something to say. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, stop touching me.
That's why he's getting closer.
He's moving closer to the microphone. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Howdy.
Theo Gods.
Hi.
Hey, did you say there was somebody that had four legs and two vagines?
Vagines.
Two vagines, yes.
Yeah. And she had each one of them?
That's correct, yep. Sir.
Well, what lucky guy was tagging her in both ends?
What lucky guy?
Actually, there is... Hold on.
Tagging her.
Hold on. Her husband.
That's still one of my favorites. Tagging her.
Myrtle Corbin's husband actually made sweet love to her twins' vagine.
Wow. Okay. Imagine the positions.
Three of her kids from one vagine.
This guy's got a hell of a point.
And two came from the other. Amen. Thank you.
Same father, do you think?
Yeah, no, that's what it said, same father.
Wow, same father.
He did three with one of them, or two with one of them, and two with the other one.
Never get bored your whole life.
Hell, I bet you would.
Yeah, probably.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're a guy.
Let's be honest.
Thank God you didn't have two mouths.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, the worst part about those commercials is...
The guy who's calling with a lot of echo in the background. Okay, go ahead. What was that?
The worst part about those commercials is... Every time they put them on, they start to change them up when they start the commercial, so you never know when it's coming on, like they're trying to trick you.
Why don't you finish this call when you get done tiling the bathroom?
Yeah, ain't no problem.
Okay, all right. See you later. Charlie Manson, check it in.
Budgie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Justin.
Don, I don't know how you did not mention the Dodge Ram with the Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They play that one every single break. And during the national championship game for football, it was the first commercial of every commercial break. I wanted to throw the plasma out of the freaking window.
I give you that one, too. I'm on a little Dodge probation after I made some comments about Dr. Z.
Oh, really?
Incidentally. Proven right. They pulled the ad campaign.
Yeah, I just love the way that truck's so tough it knocks the block off the robot.
Very cleverly done, Mike.
And you know, when he goes through the door, he's so big that he just blasts through the very top.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I just wanted to talk about that Wendy's commercial. I agree with you. When it comes on, it drives me nuts.
But is nobody pissed about that Chevy commercial?
I am.
Am I?
No. The two noises that you're talking about, the doo-doo-doo-doo, it, like, drives me nuts.
Okay. All right,
and
thank
then the
you.
Whistling.
There's something American about that John Cougar commercial.
Except his tail.
That's great. I hated it when I saw it on Oprah.
Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods. I was just wondering if you guys have seen that Rock'em Sock'em Robot one. Oh,
oh
my God.
All right.
Okay,
you seen that one?
TV viewers. Hey, can you hear that through the telephone?
What's that?
That sound that we're playing right now?
Can you hear a sound through the phone?
No, sir.
Cycle it through.
No, we love it.
There's not, but they still can't hear it.
There's got to be a way.
They haven't heard it for years.
We're playing the crickets right now.
Why? I guess it's the delay. I'm listening to you online. You guys hadn't mentioned it yet.
Yeah, no, we just did. Okay.
Sorry about that.
You were late. Okay, thank you.
That was nice. He said it must have been the delay. He's right. It was the delay. Right.
We're going to need something that says, like the people on the phone, the crickets are playing.
Yes. Right.
Because we play it, everybody can hear it on the air, but the callers cannot hear it.
I can't believe that.
Let me see. Oh, we got to hit a break. We have an exciting bird poop action out of the parking lot.
The sun's beginning to go down. The birds are beginning to arrive.
In about 20 minutes from now, with people playing the bird poop bingo outside, when we come back, I know what it is. It's some guy who's got a pillow fight league, an all-girl pillow fight league.
All right.
Okay? We'll chat him up. We'll chat him up in a second. And, you'll love this. Robbie's from Canada.
Boo!
It's the Canadian... PFL.
Do they have tails?
The Pillow Fight League.
Do they?
Okay, so we'll get him on our hotline when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Night after night, you work, put on the show, and you do the best you can, and after all, what does it add up to? It's because all people remember is the night the chimp grabbed Larry's balls.
Hump, they fall off!
Oh, settle down. We're not doing that right now.
No? Sorry.
No. Yeah. Yeah, that's what my life ultimately means. That's the way it adds up. Just a monkey and some balls.
The Don and Mike Show.
Their show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mella.
Okay, let's see. Hi there, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
All right, look out now.
Woo, look out! Look out!
Time for some PFL action. Let me turn off Johnny Taylor there. Let's see the PFL Pillow Fight League.
This is exciting.
Official PFL rules. Women only. Fights. 5-minute time limit. They are one with pinfall, surrender, or referee stoppage. You can punch, leg drop, clothesline, submission hold, and other moves. Here's what I don't like.
What?
No eye gouging, no biting, no scratching, no hair pulling, and no rude behavior.
No hair rude pulling. Or lewd behavior, and I'm suddenly very curious as to why not.
Yeah. Mike, most importantly, let me turn this off for a second. The rule that I like to live my life by, not only pillow fighting by, loading a pillow with a foreign object, such as a brick, is strictly forbidden.
I'll tell you, reading all about this, it sounds a little violent, which is just fine with me.
Let's welcome now to the Donna Mike Newsmaker Hotline, the guy who's the Paul Tagliabue, the Pete Rozelle, if you will,
Stacey
of the Pillow Fight League.
Stacey Case.
Hi, Stacey.
Stacey, are you there?
I am here.
And we also have one of his lead fighters in the Pillow Fight League.
Well.
Is it Sailor Jerry?
Yep, I'm here.
That's Sailor Jerry, G-E-R-R-I, the girl spelling of Jerry.
We got a picture of Sailor Jerry. You are covered head to toe in tattoos, Sailor Jerry. Is that right?
I'm the pillow fighting tattooed sailor. My name originally comes from Tattoo Sailor Jerry, but it changed into kind of a down-on-the-dock sailor.
All right, now your website is, let's do a plug here. Stacey, what's your website?
There's two ways to get to it. It is pillowfightleague.com.
Uh-huh.
The short one that we use is gopfl.com.
Now, here are some of the fighters' names. Vic
Payback. Do you want me to tell you?
Vic Payback, Eiffel Power, Betty Clockerer. Boozy Susie, Ruth Leslie, Sally Spitfire, Sister Resister. These are all great names.
Yeah.
Pillow fighting is great.
Guys, please tell me if there have been some serious injuries in the pillow fighting.
Chicks pillow fighting is great.
Have there been any bad injuries?
There have been injuries. Sailor, you know as well as I do how seriously all the fighters are in the Pillow Fight League. A lot of the injuries that happen, though, what you have to remember is the Pillow Fight League, pillow fighting is fun, number one.
Yes.
But number two, we've provided real, proven ways for the fighters to win their fights.
You are looking live at this guy's bedroom.
They are on the mattress.
In the Pillow Fight League, injuries generally come from accidents.
Oh,
so we've had teeth through lips. We've had bruised kidneys.
That's good. Dislocated
shoulders. But again, those generally come from accidents, and most of them actually happen during training and in practice.
Now, how come in the PFL you've not gone to the lowest common denominator and made this, topless?
Nudity, yes.
Or at least have these girls in bikinis.
There's no nudity, right?
Correct. You can already see that. That's been in existence since the 1920s, and it's always been a spectacle for show.
Really? Where can I find nude pillow fighting in my area? Really?
What is far more intriguing to the audience that we're looking for is the concept of nobody has ever applied real working rules and regulations to pillow fighting.
Hmm.
That is far more intriguing to me than, as the commissioner of the league and the founder, that is far more intriguing to me, having real gals and real fights with pillows.
What do they fight on? What is the ring? What is the cage?
It is a 10 by 10 foot regulation mattress? No, it's mats. Because this is the evolution of pillow fighting.
Like yoga mats?
Yeah. And by the way,
wrestling mats.
May I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the most significant Canadian sports export since ice hockey.
Wow.
We have taken the concept of pillow fighting, and this is the evolution. If you think you know a pillow fight, you've never seen the Pillow Fight League.
My friend,
we've been working for 9 months.
Friend, let me just say something. I appreciate the fact that you're Mexico North. I appreciate the fact that you're a non-aggressive country. And you've given us Brian Adams. For that, I thank you.
That's wonderful.
Let me say again, though, a great idea in concept. If an American had this idea, it would be the TPFL, the Topless Pillow Fight League.
And that's the difference between Canadians and Americans.
And let me say amen, brother.
We sit in Canada and watch American television.
Right.
Of course you do.
And the obvious things that an American would do, the Canadian looks at it, takes it apart, subverts it, twists it, turns it on its head, and sells it back to America.
Oh, they do not.
So I want to talk to Sailor Jerry for a minute.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Sailor Jerry, what kind of training regimen do you have for this pillow fighting? Because you do look like a woman that would get into a fight.
They made their point.
Oh, thank you. That's quite a compliment.
Yeah,
but,
you're welcome.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, Commissioner, we can hear you talking. We're listening to Sailor Jerry here, okay?
Sorry about that.
All right, that's all right.
It's okay.
We do a lot of cardio. We do a lot of, one of our pillow fighting girls is a registered personal trainer.
Uh-huh.
So she gets us fit. We do some running. We do some burpees and jump jacks and stuff like that. But we also go to martial arts classes, like jiu-jitsu classes, to try and learn submission holds.
Would you
and the other girls?
Would you consider doing it without your top on? Jerry, would you consider doing it topless? If an American entrepreneur like Donald Trump came in and said, I want to buy this league.
It was like a David Beckham deal where we got you to come and play in the United States.
Absolutely.
Would you give it some thought if the contract was right? Jerry?
Go ahead, Taylor. Go ahead.
Sorry, was the question? The question was...
Would you, if the opportunity presented itself, if the American Pillow Fighting League, which Don and I are both thinking about forming, was to offer you a significant contract, and the only difference in our rules were we required topless pillow fighting, would you consider coming to this country for an increased salary, of course?
No. Well, I'm a Canadian through and through, so...
Loyalty to country.
I'd probably stick to my roots.
Hey, Don and Mike,
yes,
can
sir.
I ask Sailor a question?
Yes, Commissioner.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Okay. Sailor,
yes.
would you do it live on pay-per-view?
Oh!
Pay-per-view?
You know what that is? That is the American of you coming out, friend.
That's right.
Definitely.
Well, that really took a long time to sway you guys. That was incredible.
This is all about fun, though.
Of course
and,
it is. Well, that's fun. Topless pillow fighting's fun.
So, Stacey, do you like girls?
Of course I do. I'm married to one.
Oh, okay.
Stacey likes women, not girls.
That's right.
Sailor Jerry, who is your biggest rival in the pillow fighting league?
My biggest rival would probably be.
She's sitting beside you, Sailor.
I would say my biggest rival is Sarah Bellum because the Sailor is kind of dumb and slow.
No.
She's from the docks, and Sarah Bellum
the
is
docks.
A pillow.
Oh, hold on. Do you have a whole WWE thing going here, like with backstory on these people and everything? If that's the case, you should stop that immediately and have them take their shirts off.
Does Boozy Susie pillow fight drunk?
She used to get booze before she fights. Yeah.
I guess
but she can hold her booze. She can throw down.
Yeah, hold on, Mike. Let me. I'm reading some of the PR from this.
Yes.
Boozy Susie enters the ring with a beer that the referee confiscates with a stern wave of his finger.
Oh.
Linsomnia staggers to the ring in a hospital gown with electrodes dangling. Apparently released from her steep sleep deprivation chamber.
Do you have,
yep.
Now, on your websites or your
they
website...
They should be topless!
Do you have any examples of, I mean, do they have any video of these fights at all?
Yeah,
absolutely. There's two fights that you can watch on the website, on the multimedia page.
I'd really like to see how violent it is.
We put up two of the most vicious fights that ever took place in the Pillow Fight League.
All right, we'll
and
check
do you
it
perform,
out.
Do you perform live, like in you know, in bars, or where does it happen?
We are fighting in Brooklyn, New York, on Friday night and Saturday.
Of course, bringing it to America. Of course.
Of course.
That's right. The greatest nation in the world.
We've been welcomed by all manner of human beings. Old, young, hip-hoppers, stockbrokers, women, men. See, that's the whole thing, and that's the key.
So hold on, Stacey, where are you going to be fighting in Brooklyn? Is it a...
it's called the Galapagos Art Space.
It's a space.
It's all those guys' box.
It's like a performance art piece.
It seats 200 people, and it is not a sports bar.
Okay.
If you read that article that Reuters published, I love the sentence near the bottom that we attract, we attract more of an art house, rabid, movie-watching crowd than a boxing crowd.
Okay.
Well, listen, I am rapidly losing interest in this topic, so before I say something that I will regret, we'll just plug the website. Once again, the American advice would be... Go topless.
Go topless, you'll make a fortune.
But until then...
That's been done. That's oversaturated.
Oh, never oversaturated.
Not for my money. Where can I find it? I want to be saturated in that.
I want to ask you guys a question.
Yes, sir.
Are you fight fans? Do you like UFC and mixed martial arts?
I certainly
do. If you are a fight fan, you will love the Pillow Fight League.
It's that violent?
Who doesn't enjoy watching a cat fight?
Okay.
Women.
Who doesn't like a topless cat fight?
I figured out a way to legitimize cat fighting. And if you're saying that you don't like cat fighting, then please stay away from the Pillow Fight League.
Right. Okay,
but if
Stacey.
You like cat fights, come on out and see
Stacey,
it.
I recommend VCAP. Absolutely. We'll do that.
Thank you, I'm the commissioner. Of course I'm going to talk like this.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. See you
later.
Thanks,
guys. Good luck.
Hey, Stacey. I'm sorry.
Sailor Jerry.
Sailor Jerry. I think you really want to get away from that guy as soon as you can.
Run.
He's the commissioner. He runs our whole group of girls. So we respect him a lot, but he's a very loud sports fan.
When you and your friends want to cross the border and make a real league, let us know.
We'll help you. Playing the DNMPFL.
Right here. We're based in Northern Virginia. You can be the Virginia Vagines. The Virginia Vagines.
Vagines. Yeah. Vagines, right.
The Fighting Vagines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, topless, pillow fighting.
Just be perfect. Think about it. Just think about it. We can find the venue.
Sure.
It'll be wonderful.
We'll put it on one of the ESPNs.
There's lots of ladies you could pay to do topless pillow fighting.
Bingo.
But
that's right. We pay you. What's a dollar worth in Canadian now? 25 cents? Oh, I'm kidding. I know it works the other way around.
God, in Canada, we use toonies, man.
You use what?
Coonies?
We use toonies and loonies.
Loonies. Oh, that's right. The loonie. Isn't that a form of currency?
Yeah, it's a double loonie.
A coonie and a loonie?
Coonie and a loonie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. We use the dimey and
the quartery. And of course, in our PFL will be the Oreoli. It should be one. Well, good luck to you, Sailor Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, hoy.
Check out our website.
Absolutely.
We got you. If only you were topless.
All right, great.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You are.
Bye, very guys.
Bye.
Wow.
There they go.
Yeah.
He
bye.
Was.
Bye.
Commissioner was certainly energetic.
It was.
Of course, as I look at a closer picture of Sailor Jerry...
Yeah, me too.
I don't really think...
How you doing, Butchie Boy?
Yes.
How you doing?
Sailor Jerry looks like Jack Osborne.
Yes.
Doesn't Sailor Jerry look like Jack Osborne? Look at that.
Hello, Baba. I wish you would have said that when she was on the phone. I know it just came to you. Oh, that's good.
God
okay.
Damn.
Let's see. Oh, it is...
Hey.
5:05 chime time on the East Coast.
Oh, boy.
And that means that the birds, can you look out the window, Mike, and see if are they forming?
They have not roosted
not yet,
Don. They we need, you know, actually, day's getting longer. Might have to hold off a little bit before the birds arrive in their roosting place.
Well, I think we get people set outside.
Yeah, you got to get them straight. And, you know, the thing is, we've got all our contestants, and there are many, have brought their cars into the parking spaces.
So they, I see that out the window. Right, right. They're going to have to move their cars.
Right. They're going to have to move their cars so that they
commercial
can
break.
Stand in the parking spaces. One guy is out there with a lawn chair. Just taking their spaces.
Guys, very cool.
Yeah.
God damn, did our listeners step up. You see, the whole time that there were cars down there, I assumed...
Oh, no, they're all contestants.
I assumed that those were people that were going to work in the office building. Mm-hmm. I see. The people to save their parking spots with
right.
the prime poop
Brilliant.
Put their cars there because, of course, they came in cars. I'm stupid.
And there's one guy that looks like he is really holding on to his space, and he's the guy that came without a car.
The guy with the cell phone?
Yeah.
Standing under the lamppost.
Looking very cold, checking out his tree.
That might be the dude that I saw, like, maybe a year ago. Gosh, I don't know, less than that. When was Frank Caliendo at the Improv?
About a year ago?
Almost, yeah.
Anyway, I was at that show, and that guy was there, that listener was there.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I had a couple of drinks with him, and don't really remember a lot about it, but I do remember his piercing, beady eyes.
Yes.
And as we were standing outside, I said, hey, what's happening, dude? And he's like, do you remember me?
See the guy that casually walked into the building?
That's him.
Yeah.
And right away, I said, you're the Caliendo guy, right? Like, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I'm here for the bloop contest, buddy.
He's the one that negotiated our tight security here.
He's the guy that made his way through the Tupperware seal, Mike.
Kind of looks like an engineer. I let him in.
One of our staff.
Right.
Look at those guys. Right now, there are a bunch of people just standing in the parking lot.
Looks like these three guys are going to fight for the optimum space. They're all looking there. But they got to get their cars out of there so they can all play.
All right, let me see. Yanni, can you hear me back there? Hey, Yanni.
Oh, he's back there working with Morton
Dozen. Center.
All right, well, then, Robbie, why don't we get the people out there? Hi, John. Let's get the people in their spots, have them move their cars in this break.
Yep.
Get the wireless up, and we'll get out there.
Very good.
We'll be ready. I got five guys. I got to get one more, and we'll be set.
There they are, and the crows are coming in. I can see them. They're airborne.
And again, the entire reason we're doing this is to try to kill them. Try to kill these birds. We cannot kill them.
No.
We cannot kill them, but we must make other people understand what we are going through.
Well, really what you're doing with this contest, you're going the opposite of killing them. You're actually joining them. You're allowing them to have the most fun they could possibly have.
We cannot kill them. We must become them.
That's right.
Right. So we will let them poop on our listeners.
Yes. We are like the Borg.
Mm-hmm.
We will assimilate. We are Borg. Yes, they are Borg, and they are assimilating us.
Yeah. Yep. They're beginning the building circle.
So here's the deal. The birds are outside.
Yes.
And people are outside.
Yes.
And they're going to be standing in an area of seven parking spots where these birds crap like there is no freaking tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The person between now and 6 o'clock with the most bird crap on them, each person having a parking spot of their own to run around in, wins $500.
Right.
Boy, nothing makes me feel warm in the heart more than looking at our listeners looking skyward to the starlings, crows, whatever they are.
Mouths open.
Death bird bingo. And one more. How about this? A $50 bonus to anyone who gets it in the face.
Oh, the face!
Anyone who gets a facial gets an extra $50 if you put your face right up there. Just like in one of those great movies I like so bad. Like the Handy movie.
Let the pooping begin.
Oh,
hey, a full facial.
What? No, what?
Oh, hold on. What?
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Me too.
There they are. They're ready to go, Don.
Okay, all the people are outside. We got to hit a break. We'll be right back. We'll be outside with Bird Poop.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Bob in New York. We don't have a lot of time, but hello, Bob.
Hi, how are you? Anyway, I want to be concise. My question is, I have had cancer in the past that I've had removed, and it was not up my colon. But since I feel that I might be susceptible to other cancers, I wanted to know, nutritionally speaking, are there any supplements one could take? And I also want to know if colon cancer can be transmitted by giving someone a dirty Sanchez.
We haven't found a way to transmit colon cancer yet, fortunately.
Oh, so if I give someone a dirty Sanchez, they probably won't get cancer.
Not communicable.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you need to be screened. But know that even if you eat healthy, if there's family history also of colon cancer, that impacts you with potential.
Right, there hasn't been a family history of colon cancer, but do you think I have a colon problem since my farts never smell?
Well, I think that we probably don't have any other answers for you today.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Don and Mike Show. Get it? The birds?
Stand by for spontaneous mediocrity with Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
You'll see the name of the band, The Birds. I'm here on the Time Life 60s series. Hi, everybody. I'm Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch. The great memories of the 60s can be back on these CDs available now from Time Life. These are the birds in the background.
The lovely birds, and I have been watching with rapt attention the arrival.
Yes.
It seems to me, this is just an observation, that you have advanced birds.
Uh-huh.
There are two that have been flying around, and they've been circling.
Scoping out the
Recon,
territory.
Checking it out. It's going to be real interesting to see how this develops, because right now the sun is just starting to really go down, and this is the time they start arriving at their roost, which are the trees outside the studio.
Now we have Zach, Joe, Stephen, Robert, and Albert, who are outside. We're taking the wireless mics outside. We'll chat with them for a couple of seconds, then we'll come back in and continue the show. These guys will be outside from now until 6 o'clock East Coast time, about 40 minutes, to see how much these birds will crap on them.
Yeah, a lot of them have already staked out their territory, so they're all waiting.
Now, let's go wireless, because we can go outside and see what's happening.
Very good.
Turn that thing on. And, Mike, you want to give me a mic check over there?
Absolutely.
You got a wireless microphone check?
Check one.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
I got you. Check mine. Here we go.
Very
beautiful.
Good. Very all good.
Right. Here we go. All right, outside we go to meet these guys. Oh, hold on. I forgot the paper with their names on it. For goodness sakes.
Oh, there they are. And as we walk outside, Don, there they are. Take a look at them.
Look at these goddamn birds.
Now, I think we all have to be very quiet.
We cannot yell at them as we have in the past. We do not want to scare them away.
All these guys down here
look overhead.
Staked out their territory.
Look how many there are coming in right now. I swear to Christ.
I think it's really important that we walk slowly.
What?
I think it's important that we walk slowly.
Look at John's car. Look at that. Look at the crap that these birds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pterodactyl spots.
And look at that consistency right there. That's nasty stuff. I don't know what these birds eat.
Big and brown. Now, let me see. Mike, let's start with the guy over here who's got the lawn chair.
This is a guy that I believe, I'm going to tell you right now, this strategy seems to me that it will work effectively.
Hi there, friend. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Al.
Al, you've been out here. You're one of our first arrivals. You got the lawn chair. You got it scoped out. Are you feeling confident about the competition? You are sitting on a parking space that is just covered with bird poo.
I think hopeful rather than confident.
Hopeful is good.
And I notice you are wearing a black jacket and a black ball cap.
And it appears to be new, which I think is extra credit for this guy.
Looking at the ground, you see all the bird crap here. Do you think we were exaggerating about this?
No, there is a preponderance of bird crap around here that is just tremendous.
It's a lot.
I love those quarter words.
Nice meeting you, Albert. Good luck. Now, over here is a guy who got what either is going to be the winning spot or the unlucky spot, the corner spot.
I like this spot. I really do, sir. Why this particular spot? What's your name?
Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
If you like the way how we're talking, softer than we normally do, like we're at a golf match. And there are not even any birds in the tree right now above us. They're all just forming in packs, flying around.
They're not here yet. But they will be.
I'm trying to channel Hitchcock right now.
Channel Albert Hitchcock.
You're looking at all the crap here on the ground. This is from 2 days of these birds. How much of this do you think really, how many hits do you think you'll take?
A dozen.
You think you'll take 12 birds?
Very confident.
I'd like to offer a little tip here on the 18th hole.
What's that, ghost whisperer?
I'd just like to say that in the event that anyone wanted to increase their body space, I believe lying down in the parking space might increase their surface area.
Good idea, Lanny.
Thank you very much,
Lanny. They're just still flying around. They've not even come to roost yet.
One of these guys is about to become the Masters champion.
This guy's why that lamp post
Cinderella,
coated.
Cinderella boy.
All right, here's the guy that I saw at Frank Kelly. I know down to the Improv.
What's going on? What's up, Mike?
Hi, how are you?
He has crazy eyes.
Nice talking to you. We'll talk again soon.
What were you pointing at, Buzz?
He's got the lamppost that Mike pointed out earlier that's just coated. It's just like been repainted with bird crap.
You know, when you look at that lamppost, you see that bird poop, you see the way that light is with this guy's back, and it looks like a scene from The Exorcist, doesn't it?
Friend, can I tell you something? This is the spot where my car was. This, as far as I'm concerned, is ground zero with bird poop here.
See, that's what my AU education got me.
Oh, an AU guy. Of course you're from American University. Thanks so much, a fellow alum. God damn it. That's
Let's
terrific.
Now to our next guy. What's your name?
Rob.
Rob, where are you from, friend?
Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg, you've made the trip down here. How do you like your chances? How do you like your spot?
I'd like to be one more spot over, but yeah. Far's in the way.
You never
Why
know.
Is Mike whispering to you?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you why I'm whispering, sir. If you look over to the right there, you will see that they are circling, but they are not roosting yet, because they are evil and intelligent. And if we make too much noise or scurry around here...
Hey, pal, you're going to get in a wreck. Some guy in that Toyota Camry just drove by looking up at the sky when he should have been looking at the road. He's looking at the birds forming.
May I offer some more advice to our contestant?
Sure, may offer this.
What I really want to do is remind you, I think if you remain still, you've got a better chance of the birds lighting above your head.
I think if you run around, you got a good chance of getting hit.
Can we lay down?
If you want.
Encouraged.
Knock yourself out. As a matter of fact, competition has begun.
The man that gave you that advice had his car covered with poo, so he might be right.
I'll make sure I'm face down.
But his car, and ass up, his car was stationary.
You are talking like we are in a morgue, for God's sakes.
Don't you understand?
The boys ain't even here yet,
don't
Mike.
Don't you understand how important this is?
You know what's even funnier?
Have you ever been duck hunting?
Hold on, look at the guy laying on the ground. The guy in his red coat is actually now laying down, attempting for the birds to poop on him, and they're not even here yet.
It's like the boy in a Christmas
story. Goddamn unreliable animals.
Why don't you scream? Why don't you just scream a little more? I'm never going fishing with you. Never. Never. Jesus Christ. They're not even going to come now. We're not going to catch any birds.
Why are you whispering?
Because they're all around, and you're screaming, and your voice carries.
Look at this. They're like eight buildings away.
You're giving that satanic stage whisper, and you're going to scare them away.
All right, I'll play along, Mike.
I am not playing. This is not. I mean this seriously. And all these guys have to be very quiet so that the... See that one? Look at that one. Did you see that? That was a C-130 of one of those birds coming through.
Let's give it 10 minutes. They'll be out here.
All right.
10 minutes, the birds will be out here.
I hope
you know
so.
What I'm more concerned in talking to you right now? Who is the person who comes down to watch this event? We have a bunch of listeners that have shown up to watch this like it's some real event.
Let me tell you something. In Rockville, Maryland, this is Times Square, man. This is New Year's Eve right here. This is exciting stuff.
You're here to watch who?
Oh, that's my brother-in-law. He's watching me.
Okay, so you're participating.
Indeed, yes, sir.
Now, your co-competitor over there, he's lying down. Are you thinking about that strategy?
No, I was thinking about it, but I'm right in the way of traffic here, so I don't know if I'd enjoy the money if I
could be run over.
All right, Rob's giving me another microphone so that I can speak a little softer, Don.
Now, you're gonna be, are you guys just watching? You're just watchers. You're here for the event. Hi there. What do you expect to see today at this major event?
I expect to see some guy get crapped on worse than I do at work.
Hi. Yeah, Mike, and they're hoping that they get crapped in the eye.
You know, I got a crisp $20 bill in my pocket. If somebody gets one in the eye, I'm ponying up that $20. I swear to God,
what
a little
about
extra.
Guy over here, the guy with the Cowboys hat. Come
Spectator.
Here. What's happening? A postal employee. What's happening?
I talked to you guys earlier about Paula looking at her wrist.
Oh, okay. So you see my point about the fact that she's a little jumpy and edgy and all that.
That's my brother-in-law. Now, if I could have gotten here before 5 o'clock, I would have been standing there too. But obviously, I'm a mailman, so. To make it there.
So it's your brother-in-law. So you're married to his sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if he happens to win, will you let him sleep with your sister?
With my sister?
Your wife. I'm sorry.
Didn't I see you on 24 last night? weren't you with Fayette last night?
You can never tell which one I am.
Hey, what's your name?
Arash.
Do you have any ID? Do you have any ID on you? I'm kidding. You showed show it during the break. Are you here to watch what's going on?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're okay. So you're an observer. You're one of our observers.
And what are you expecting to see today?
Comedy.
No pictures.
Yeah, you strike me as a fun-loving kind of guy. Thank you very much.
Good luck on that.
No photo.
All right.
These birds are really letting us down, Mike.
Don, there are two things at work here. I've studied these creatures, and what this is this is actually their strategy. You have to remain quiet. There they are. They're all around us now, flying. You can see them.
There they are.
They're airborne, but the sun has to go down completely. We've got a few more minutes before it's going to be dark out here, and it's going to be dark quickly.
Hold on. Over your shoulder that way.
There they
are. Look at how many of them. I swear to Christ, there have to be 100 freaking birds flying this way.
Perfect storm. They know exactly what's going on.
Come on, you bastards.
Everybody, listen to me. I want you all to remain quiet until they get here.
Shh. You were raising your voice, Mike.
I'm sorry, but Don, all right, the far tree. They've lighted in the far tree. Do you see that?
I see that.
It's going to be happening pretty soon.
You walk over here by the highway.
You're going to scare them.
I'm not going to scare them, Mike.
Mm.
They can't hear me. They're 200 yards away. We're over here in traffic, for God's sake.
So now you're an expert on bird hearing.
That bird has a Walkman.
All right,
now, what I'd love to do is get the sound of some of that caw-caw-cawing these goddamn animals are making.
They don't. Are we breaking up? Are we breaking up here? Oh, that's okay.
Because I just heard them going caw-caw-caw. All right, here they are. You hear it, you bastards? Come over here. Take a crap on our listeners. Mike, now you're juicing it up the way CBS juices up the math.
I hear a squirrel.
I think we can really hear that.
I hear a squirrel.
Can you not hear that? I can hear that. I don't have headphones on. No, nobody here. Hold on. How about this?
That was a car.
And it was being driven by a
Buzz.
Bird.
Oh, man.
I'm fine.
The old man almost walked into traffic.
Well, Mike, now they're all forming on the power lines.
All right, listen, hold on, listen.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's get away from here. All right, let's go.
Careful.
Now we got to put Joe in charge of the entire process out here. Okay. Joe's going to be our golf announcer.
Now we're going to give it about 30 minutes?
Till 6 o'clock, Mike. It's 5:32 good guy time.
All right, very good.
Hey, I see our engineer, Jeff Lockridge, and I have to wonder something, Mike. I'm seeing him from quite a distance, but it looks to me like he might be wearing a Rush Limbaugh EIB tie.
He is. It's a handsome tie, isn't it?
Is that true?
Nice effing tie.
That's a nice necktie, Jeff.
Necktie.
Nice. Why don't you spell out EIB and Christmas lights on your car?
Jeff,
is that a Rush Limbaugh tie, Jeff?
Somebody asked Jeff what his favorite part of his job is, working here with us. All right.
That's Jeff, our engineer. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Very good. Moving our way back into the studio now.
Okay, now let me see. Joe. Hi, hey, there's Joe. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Okay, you got to be, you know the way Mike was talking out there?
Right.
Very quiet. You're hunting rabbits.
Hunting rabbits.
Okay, so you go out there, give us the results. We're going to break. There you go, Joe.
All right, we're back in.
Okay.
All right, I'm checking it outside. There.
Hello, test run. Mike, you could lose the wireless.
Okay.
There you go. Hello.
They are beginning to arrive.
Now you're going to get some payoff. Here we go. Now our listeners are going to get crapped on.
A dream come true.
Now.
We've waited for this day.
Now it's payback.
They are thick in the air. Oh, here they come.
How many birds are out there?
They're directly overhead now. I don't know if they're going to lie.
They're coming in.
They're coming in. There are more than I've seen here in a long time.
Uh-huh. How many are coming in, Joe?
Very many. They're gathering on the far tree on the corner, so it won't be long until they come around the corner.
Okay, this would be a perfect time for a break.
Yes.
We'll come back.
I don't know, guys. I think someone might get hurt out here.
Jim.
Guys, I don't know. This is serious.
Oh, Joe was telling me as well, goddamn, we don't have time today. We have the clear audio of that station in Sacramento of those DJs having the CF when they have the lady on
talking
about drinking the water.
Oh, my God.
And how she's saying, I don't care if I die. And now, doesn't she say that on the tape, Joe, something like that?
They're just joking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, they were joking about her possibly dying, but then she dropped out of the contest and said, well, at least you're going to Justin Timberlake tonight, which obviously didn't happen.
She didn't make it.
Never happened. There's literally got to be 500 birds.
They are thicker out there now. Now, they're flying around. They haven't laid down in the trees yet, but they are thick out there.
I'm at the bottom of the stairs, and I'm looking west down Montrose Road. I swear there are at least 500.
We're looking live. The cold weather might be working to our advantage tonight.
I see. All right. Approximately 25 minutes until 2007.
Boy, they do want to. They want to park
it
here.
They want
it bad. Okay. Crap to drop.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time. It's time. Yeah. We cannot beat them, so we are joining them.
Mm-hmm. You know, for those of you that might not be appreciating the incredible sport of this, I'm telling you, watching these birds and waiting for them to land in that tree is riveting. Thank you.
I've put my hood on because they're flying directly overhead.
Thanks for the bulletin.
Okay.
Bye, Joe.
You know, here's the funny thing. I know we have to go to commercial break.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, as soon as we go to commercial break, that's when they'll land. Mm-hmm. Because they're probably listening.
They know. That's okay. I never imagined that we would get instantaneous on-the-air poopage.
No.
But now they're going to be out there for 25 seconds.
solid minutes.
Right.
We'll bring them in 25, and we'll see who's got what on them.
Let's see what happens.
Godspeed and good luck.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's a fag.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Living in a scratch-and-dent world, Don and Mike.
All right, we've been frantically watching these freaking birds.
They're on to us.
Mike, here's the thing.
Yes.
Perhaps my timing was off. We're going to let our listeners go until the end of the show.
Yeah, you have to, because that's when it's... it is the days are going a little bit longer now, and they do all roll in after dark.
I originally thought between 5 and 6. We'll just let them go until close till 7, because there's a hell of a lot of birds of that.
I should point out, we have bird sign in the main tree, the tree that was over your car. And where there's one, they're going to be like 50.
Yep. Mike is really obsessing about this, looking out the window going...
I love this game. I think it's a brilliant idea you had, and I really enjoy the potential that this has. Mm-hmm. Because I stood next to your car. I got nicked. I'm the only one on the show that's been actually hit by one of these birds, and I know that this has potential.
Well, our listeners will be out there, 5 guys, over the next hour of the show.
10 to 11 birds right now in the main tree in our parking lot.
Let's go to Clueless Shoeless Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, guys.
Joe. Joe, what's happening outside our Classic Rockville studios now?
They're starting to come around the building and gather above our listeners, guys.
Yeah, they are. And Joe, I see in the tree right across from me, there are quite a few in there. So they've stopped being skittish and they're starting to arrive, right?
They are indeed starting to land. It's looking good.
It is looking very good.
Shoeless, Clueless Joe, we'll come back with you. Joe was telling me about the audio from that Sacramento station. It's pretty clean, right? We'll have it tomorrow?
Yes.
Good. All right, thanks, Joe. I was just reading this about that story that we talked about the people drinking the water.
Right.
Here's the latest now. The Sacramento Sheriff's Office is investigating the possibility of criminal manslaughter charges.
Yes.
On behalf of Jennifer Strange, who died last Friday in the water drinking contest. Let me see. He's going to meet with officials from the DA's office today to take a closer look at her death. But they are investigating the circumstances of the incident, and should they find that members of the morning rave, that's the DJs, failed to help her out, charges against them could be filed as well.
Wow. So did she die after she left the radio station?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
Interesting.
So we'll get back to that. We'll cover that in depth tomorrow. Everybody's been calling from Sacramento about that.
Right.
We love it. We've got the audio. We'll get back to that in a second.
Very good.
Just ahead of Craig, Joe?
Yes, guys.
I'd like to point out that the Masters Championship of the Crow Pooping Contest is in full view here.
Oh, we got some luck from a traffic plane, guys. He did a low buzz, and now the birds have scattered from one tree right over above us. Oh, my goodness, there's probably 500 birds.
Let's go to Amen Vagine Corner. Amen Vagine Corner. What is it? Vagine?
Vagine.
Vagine Corner.
A lovely day here in Rockville, Maryland.
Yes, guys.
Bird pooping.
Hootie and I have been in Butler Cabin. We had a cranberry.
The tradition that is the first annual Don and Mike Bird Pooping Contest.
Thank you, Joe.
Brought to you by Chrysler. A lovely, lovely day.
Let us know as soon as someone gets hit.
The lovely greens. Out here.
Okay.
What they live for.
Let us know when someone gets hit. Please. Let us know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Have some water, Joe.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, hi. I wanted to give some insight into the problem they're having with the birds. My grandmother had a similar situation at her house with flocks of starlings.
Well, you're talking to us right now, and
we've turned that problem into a triumph today.
We've assimilated with the birds, and I believe over the next hour, unless your mom was having a problem with birds crapping on command.
Mm-hmm. Today the birds are our friends.
I don't think you're going to have a problem with it. We're using the birds today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, if you ever want to get rid of them, the only
Our friends now.
We've tried that. That didn't work. Now we're joining with the birds to poop on our listeners.
And we're playing Deathbird Bingo. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, so I want to ask Don Mike if there was any liability waivers that was signed on that case in Sacramento.
Oh, everybody's calling about that. Yeah. Yeah. We discussed that a little earlier in the show. You won't get the crickets for that.
We can only assume. I don't think anybody's got, you know, facts on that right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
there were waivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I mentioned in the transcript, I read the DJ say on the air, hey, they signed the waiver.
Right.
Or they signed the release.
Right.
I said before, I don't find fault with the DJ. It's the management that approved it, but... And we'll hear the tape tomorrow.
Right.
We'll see what happens. And we have, anyway, we have more important fish to fry. We've got birds to crap, as it were, outside. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I was listening to one of the football games on the radio over the weekend. Dick Enberg and that load, Bob Trumpy.
Hold on a second, friend. Bob Trumpy is a load of loads. And if you remember back in the day,
sure,
when he was on doing the games,
he has always been a load.
What a prick.
Pompous
hey,
guy.
What about him?
All of a sudden, I hear somebody must have got hurt. He goes, he's limping, Dick.
He's limping, Dick. Okay, but, you're going to chime time. Pretty good.
Wow.
Oh, I almost forgot about Craig Wilson. Here you go.
Oh, we got one today. Good.
Yeah, he didn't let us down today.
Very, very good.
Boys are very excited about this. So while we wait for the birds to crap, without further ado, as is our wont, on Wednesdays, when he writes something that's worthwhile, from the life section of today's UFA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson. Oh, here he is.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Get in the best shape of your hopefully long life.
Like millions of Americans, I returned to the gym this month.
I found it quite unchanged from when I was last there a few years ago. Some of the same people are even trotting along on the same treadmill, climbing those same stairs that never seem to get them to the stars.
But this time I was to find a personal trainer, someone to get me back on track and on my way to do and improve. Craig Wolfman.
She is a pleasant enough young woman, a bit too perky for me. But I suspect if you're going to be a personal trainer, you need to be perky. Kind of like the women who host those early morning exercise shows on television.
My trainer's name is Kimberly. At first she called me Mr. Wilson, something I quickly nicked. But I understood why she did.
Except for the fact that she's African-American and I'm gay. I could be her father. Actually, I could be her grandfather. Our age chasm is perfectly clear to both of us, but she is professional enough and kind enough not to point it out. To Kimberly, I'm just another middle-aged white guy who needs to be whipped into shape.
We talk nutrition. Zelly, you got the lucky stick on that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You got the I'm Craig Wilson and I'm gay. We taught nutrition. Oh, and congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much.
We taught nutrition, body fat, exercise programs, and goals at our first session.
In an attempt to break the ice, I asked her how many people have died at the gym. For some odd reason, she was taken aback by the question.
Really?
But after a pause, she confessed.
Two.
Right here? Out on the floor, I asked?
Yes. She said.
And then, in an effort to put a good spin on a bad situation, she said another member had a massive heart attack, but was whisked away and recovered quite nicely at the hospital. She related this as if yet another weight loss success story.
I'm not exactly sure why I'm back at the gym.
Maybe I miss the preeners. Those guys who lift weights in front of the mirrors. Then hop up and down, boxing with themselves.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Maybe I miss the women in color-coordinated outfits who walk slowly on the treadmill. Oh, it's not to break out in a sweat and ruin their makeup.
Maybe I'm back just to see people in worse shape than I am.
I find it comforting that the guys who have been there for years look exactly the same as they did when I originally joined. Maybe a little worse. Not buff, not lean, still pudgy, laconic.
their legs are white as ever, too. That's a single. That's not a home run. That's a single. Their legs are white, too.
I have to wonder what they'd look like if they hadn't gone to the gym all those years while I was sitting home watching 6 Feet Under.
Goddamn.
Not that I wanted to bring up the death thing again.
Kimberly and I have put together my program. I do a circuit on those cold and unforgiving steel machines. They spin my wheels or walk the stairs to nowhere. I also run on a high-tech treadmill that helps me out for a total of 37 calories after running 5 miles. An exaggeration, but you get my gist.
Like the rest of you, I suspect my visits will become fewer and fewer as the months roll along and spring appears.
God.
But for now, I'm there every day.
Wouldn't be caught dead anywhere else.
Gregory!
Bravo to Craig Wilson today.
If you're playing along at home, you'll be out of the park, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, home run.
Except for the fact that she's African-American and I'm gay, I could be her father.
Way to go, Craig.
Winner.
The preeners.
Thank you, Craig.
I like the preeners.
Preeners are nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was a good one. You got one. That was a good one. What was the one that you had?
But you also had the guys who lift weights in front of the mirrors and,
and then jump up and then hop up and down, boxing with themselves. I enjoyed that.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Oh, I know.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Good job, Craig.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Okay.
I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Okay, I know you would.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Stop that.
Wonderful.
That was the wrong button.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Did you hear that one already?
Yes, sir.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be the one going to take off your clothes.
You bet. Oh, yes. Oh,
it's time for a bird poop update. We have one, two, three. We have outside the shoeless, clueless Joe. Joe, what's happening?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Joe. Anybody been hit by bird poop yet?
Not yet, but the birds continue to gather on the main tree.
How many you see out there, Umdum?
Well, there's 20 to 30 on the main tree that the guys are gathered under.
Mike, can you count the 20 or 30? You see them all in the trees out there?
It's a beautiful day in Rockville as we take a look at the trees that are outside our parking lot with apparently, approximately 40 to 50 birds. Now they seem to be a little nervous and flying around the building, but several have made their home in the tree for the night, hoping to poop on some of our listeners here in Hubbard Drive in Rockville, Maryland. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, and I see that our contestants outside in the parking lot, Don, are still remaining motionless, which is a perfect strategy in order to gather bird poop and hopefully win the contest.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance, you're at the 18th tower. Welcome.
Somebody is going to go home with the money, and only one can win.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance, you're at the 18th tower. Welcome.
It's always a fierce competition when people gather. And
hello, friends. Jim Nance, you're at the 18th tower. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Hey. I'm delighted to be here with Don
Chris
Geronimo.
Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hello, Chris Hansen and Don Geronimo. And
Jim Nance, you're at the 18th tower. Welcome.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Thank you, Craig. I mean, Chris, very, very happy to be with you today.
Joe, no one's been crapped on yet.
Not yet, but it's looking good, guys.
It is looking very, very good, friends.
All right, guys, thank you. We'll check back with you, Joe. We're going to go with this till the end of the show today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God. I'm with my brothers.
Hey, what's happening?
Don and Mike, I love you guys. The only good thing about 1140 a.m. in Sacramento is you guys are on the air.
Well, thank you very much.
Right on.
Thinking Kings.
Stay tuned for our water drinking contest. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. It's going to give you a dream.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Don't need any water for that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Don.
Yes, and Mike. We're both here.
Yes, sir. I wanted to say that I have an idea for you guys with these birds. We used to do this when we were kids.
Friend, can I just stop you for a second?
Yeah, are you saying we're going to try to get rid of the birds?
No, we are now embracing the birds. We can't get rid of them. Mm-hmm. We're now
this works. It's funny as hell, too, because we used to do it.
Oh, hold on. We don't want to get rid of the birds.
Not today.
Oh, okay.
We can't.
Do you understand what we're doing today? The only thing, the only idea that you could offer would be like a kaopectate bird bath. We're really trying to get the bird, but actually that would bind them up.
If you could, if if you could find, if you had an idea.
Right, a fiber convert.
If you had an idea for a way for the birds to poop directly on our listeners, that's an idea, my friend.
But we're embracing them. We are at one with nature. We are welcoming our bird friends.
We can't get rid of them. We've tried. Now we want them. We want them to be a part of the show.
You know, I was going to say one thing about the guys outside.
Yeah.
That strategy that we were doing, I believe, for comedic purposes,
yeah.
I believe is going to improve the bird population. If those guys all lie down, if those guys all go prone, I think they're gonna be less noticeable. Because you know what they look like out there? The guys that are standing, they look like scarecrows. Human scarecrows, and I really don't
think... Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia.
That's going back
away. CBS Sports proudly presents...
Bird Poop 07.
Beg your pardon?
Whether it's that deer man, Harry Ball.
Tiger Woods.
Remembering that first...
Turn that on. Hey, what else? Was there anything else you wanted to scream about?
Oh, well, no, I mean, can I share my story with you about the birds, or no, you don't want to hear it?
No, we don't.
Was it a story about getting rid of birds?
Yeah, it actually works, too. It doesn't matter.
Okay, we really don't care today.
All right.
Call on our Saturday show.
Okay, sure. When you guys are not in?
All right, thanks.
There we go. Okay.
Exactly. He doesn't get anything about the show up until that point.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay, my friend. Oh, we got a break for the news. What's happening?
Listen, Craig Wilson got chapped all the hell up in Rochester. I was getting maybe 80% of it.
That had to be maybe a problem with your station. There was nothing there that could not...
Technical problem.
There was nothing there that was edited.
Okay, must be this East German equipment we got up there.
Absolutely. Right.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Gordon.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey now, this contest you're having with the birds.
Yes, sir.
Now, what happens if somebody dies?
All right.
Everybody's calling with that, too.
And everybody's a little late to the party. We have been on the air for 3 hours and have made those jokes ourselves.
Exactly.
We'll cross that lawsuit when we come to
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Go in Christ.
Bye-bye.
Just go.
Buzz's news.
Go.
Well, I got some new tapes for Buzz, too.
Oh, good. Actually,
here's a new Buzz tape.
What's that smell? That's weed.
That's right.
Great.
Thanks, Christine.
Time for Buzz.
You know that smell from before?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely weed.
Okay, we'll be back with the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You know their act. The Don and Mike Show.
Oops, hold on a second.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, I gotcha. And... Hello, come into the water. Hello.
It is the sacred day. The day for Don Geronimo and Michael Mellon.
The guys are out there playing the bird poop roulette.
Yeah.
We'll have pictures eventually on our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Very good.
Pictures should be up at the end of the day. We're going to let these guys hang out there. It's freezing cold outside.
Yeah.
Give them until at least 7 o'clock, see if any birds crap on them at all.
Not so cold that it won't, you know, that it will freeze on the way down.
As a matter of fact, maybe, because, you know, they haven't crapped yet. Now, this is prime crapping time.
It is. Your car is testimony to the fact that that happened while we were here, and it was clean when it arrived, and it was filthy when you left.
The show does end at 7. However, if the guys want to stay in the parking lot until somebody has crapped on tonight to get a winner, so be it, because you and I can get in our cars and go home.
Right. We'll see them tomorrow morning.
That's why we've got John and Rob.
And we will wish them God poop.
So we'll have the results on that. Let's check in very quickly outside. Joe?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, no, he's using the British accent.
Joe, do you have an update for us?
Well, we've had some help from a listener. He brought a spotlight to scare the birds out of the further tree to try to get them over to the closer tree.
Ah. Did it work, Joe?
Not so much, but
okay,
there's no birds in the other tree, so they've got to go somewhere.
For the British accent.
Thank you.
My pleasure, Mike. I know you always enjoy it.
I truly love it more than life itself. I thought it added something.
Shut up! Okay. As Joe, we'll see if anybody gets crapped on before the end of the show. Tomorrow, we're going to do a segment called Cougar, Predator, and Prey.
Yay!
And also tomorrow, joining us, the great Isaac Hayes.
Wow.
On the show. Now here is Guy Birdley with news. And speaking of birds, again, we'll go outside.
Uh-huh.
Let us know the second
please
one of our listeners is crapped on.
We'll break into programming.
The second. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, the season premiere of American Idol last night.
I was just testing.
Yes.
That's the sound you'll hear as soon as it happens.
Right.
Breaking news.
Okay.
But the season premiere of American Idol last night was even bigger than last year's. According to the overnight Nielsen's, well over 37 million people watched last
terrible,
night.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, that's good for you, Simon. That's up nearly 2 million from last year.
That was horrible.
How did you enjoy it, Buzz? I actually watched almost all of it.
Oh,
did you really?
Good for you.
Buzz, we talked about it. What did you think of it?
I enjoyed what I saw. I doubt that I'll be tuning in again. I've had my fill of American Idol for the year.
Oh, come on, Buzz. It's better than that Betty faggot crap you like.
I just don't care.
Go on.
I just don't care.
Come on, Buzz.
Remember when Don said that last year?
Yes.
Yeah, he checked in on it.
Yeah, but Don was a former viewer. This is the first time.
I was an addict, Mike. Right, I was addicted to American Idol.
You were trying to wean yourself off of it.
No, I couldn't.
And you were unsuccessful.
Buzz, the first episode's free. Then we start charging.
I don't know. No, I have a taste and then walk away.
Go on.
And the current temperature, 32 outside.
I have actually 28 here at our studio, too. That's the official. You had the official temperature.
I'm at the airport.
Yeah. Well, who lives at the airport?
I do.
Hold on a second.
Radio stations always give the temperature at the airport.
Have, Mike?
Who lives at the airport?
I've got 73. That's Celsius.
Shake it. In my pan.
I don't know why I said that.
Why am I doing Triumph the Insult comment, dog?
The great American Idol ratings, enough to make 24's Kiefer Sutherland bite a guy to death after his show got trounced by the Golden Globe Awards. Kiefer was not so upset about losing his action figure, however. The alcohol-loving actor says he was given a prototype of the doll over a year ago and took it out drinking with him. One thing led to another, and, well, he set it on fire.
I gotta meet that guy.
The prototype melted, but Kiefer said he was impressed the clothing didn't burn.
Previously at the last bar.
Ironically, you made that song scary.
Kiefer Sutherland says he didn't have the heart to tell the company that was going to manufacture the doll that he'd destroyed the prototype, especially when he found out that some guy at the company had worked a whole year on the thing
to
make it look like him.
You had mentioned that 24 got beaten by the Golden Globes,
yes.
And I said my standard wait until all the ratings come out.
Right.
And my gosh, the ratings came out today for the more than just the overnights, and it turns out they didn't just closely beat 24.
No.
They clobbered them across the board. That show killed 24.
It's amazingly surprising. I have no idea why. It is surprising. And while Kiefer stares sadly into the glow of a
Hey, Rob, were you surprised by that?
I kind of expected it, but that's me. Go on.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Grow a tail.
And while Kiefer Sutherland stares sadly into the glow of a mushroom cloud near Los Angeles, the real doomsday clock ticks a little closer to midnight. Midnight's not a good thing on the doomsday clock. Midnight is when it becomes doomsday. The clock is set by concerned scientists to reflect how close the people of this planet are to blowing it up, or wishing we had.
Sounds very much to me like a clock that they used on Tic-Tac-Talk.
Yes, on a game show.
Or Tic-Tac-Toe.
Tic-Tac-Doe.
That was a Tic-Tac-Doe.
Wasn't, did Jack Barry host that at all?
Yes, he did. Was it Tic-Tac-Talk?
I'm Jack Barry.
Tic-Tac-Toe. Tic-Tac-Doe.
Tic-Tac-Doe.
Tic-Tac-Toe.
Terrorist group.
Is Tic-Tac-Toe the real game?
The real game is Tic-Tac-Toe. The game on TV was Tic-Tac-Doe.
Right.
No.
Terrorist groups in more countries are on the waiting list to get themselves a nuke. Jack Bauer isn't the only one who's worried. These scientists say we're closer to Armageddon than we've been in the last 25 years.
Well, isn't this like those religious groups that say we're very near the apocalypse, too?
No, actually, this group has been around since, like, 1947, and every year they give us an estimate of how close they think we are to doomsday.
No, religious groups have been around since the beginning of time.
Some years they back it away from midnight, and this year it's closer.
But the last time that they adjusted this doomsday clock, wasn't it after 9/11?
I think so. Well, they do it every year, I believe.
I read that it was 5 years ago the last time they moved it. And my question is, it's not like the atomic clock where we keep time.
No.
Mike's right. It's crap.
This is theory.
It's conjuring.
This is conjuring in theory. This is not based on any real scientific fact.
But it's a great special with Dick Clark.
It is actually based on the number of countries acquiring or attempting to acquire nuclear weapons.
You know what I'd like to tell them all at the doomsday clock?
What's that?
Go on.
Of course.
Excuse me.
Yeah? Do we have breaking news?
I don't know.
Joe?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Now he's doing Super Dave.
Anybody been crapped on outside yet?
Not yet.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Excuse the interruption, Buzz.
That's all right. Fidel Castro is preparing...
Do we have the tape of the atomic clock counting down?
I think we do.
Give us 1 second, Buzz.
Sure.
And not the atomic clock.
We actually have sound of the atomic clock?
Not the atomic clock. The doomsday clock.
We have sound of it.
Yeah, we do.
What must that sound like, I'm wondering. That's what I'm wondering.
Well, it sounds something like Rob's hand shaking.
Oh, go on.
You know what? Never mind. It's an old tape.
All right. Fidel Castro is preparing to die and making arrangements for a smooth transition of power when he's gone.
Bye-bye.
We'll see. Castro might not be dying right now if only he'd agreed to a colostomy bag.
I'm dying. You listen to that, Rob?
Yes.
Stop looking for that tape and listen to this next story.
I can tell you all about a colostomy bag. I got the one that he was supposed to get.
The Castro colostomy bag.
It has a beard on it.
That's made by the same people who make the Castro convertible. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that piece of furniture from like 30 years ago? Instead of the bag, Castro went for a riskier procedure that dumped feces and ultimately infection into his system.
Oh, dear.
That's what caused this latest turn for the worse.
Sounds like our contest.
Hey, you know something?
Why?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
The 80-year-old's now the victim of 3 failed surgeries for diverticulitis, something I survived thanks to a temporary bag.
Wow.
Doomsday clock? We have the doomsday clock in number 2.
Oh, let's hear it.
Here is the doomsday clock. Counting down.
Look at that clock. The mayor pushing the button, along with this year's honored guest, 10 members.
That sounds like Ryan Seacrest.
I think you're going to hear actually the voice of the doomsday clock coming up.
I think it's the voice of death, isn't it?
It's something, but it's doomsday.
It is about to drop. Are you excited, New York City? They are.
Doomsday clock.
Standing by, she's here as well.
I think they're playing John Lennon.
They're glad
yes.
to say 2007. It is almost time. The cameras are out.
Yeah.
I mean, take a look from above. And they're cheering.
When does the clock count down? This is all Ryan Seacrest.
He's actually the guy that assists the doomsday clock. The voice of the clock is coming up.
He's the devil's advocate.
One place to be on New Year's Eve, that's right here.
Is he like the clock on Captain Kangaroo that would talk? Or like
yes, very, very similar, actually.
Friends on the clock.
Unbelievable. The electricity.
Now, he'll kick it over to the voice of the doomsday clock pretty soon.
Take it away.
Thank you, Ryan. We're coming up on the new year. In 30 seconds. The crowd is getting louder and louder. We're about to say goodbye to the old year in 2019.
Doomsday.
17.
Oh, yeah.
16. 15. 14. 13.
12.
9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is what it will sound like.
Doomsday clock.
It can't be easy.
Excuse me, Buzz.
Sure.
Joe?
What?
I think Joe might have been enjoying the doomsday clock.
Glad you like the show. Anybody get pooped on out there? Joe?
I don't often get a chance to listen to the show. Anyway,
you big on dumb.
Guys,
back to the studio.
Back to you guys.
Thank you, you idiot.
Wow. It can't be easy choosing an impartial jury for a guy like Scooter Libby, Cheney's former chief of staff, on trial for outing a CIA agent. One jury candidate had to be let go yesterday after she told the lawyer she's not a fan of anyone in the Bush White House, quoting her, "Nothing they can say or do would make me think anything positive about
them." Look, the key for me is to keep expectations low.
No. She could miss an interesting array of witnesses, possibly called to testify. Dick Cheney, Condi Rice, Karl Rove, Bob Woodward, Robert Novak, and Tim Russert, just to name a few.
Have you seen, speaking of Bush, when they do, they've been doing it for a year and a half at least, on the Letterman show, when they do Great Moments in American Speeches.
Oh, sure.
And the thing that they're doing now, the new wrinkle for it, they run the same two good speeches,
right,
which is
John F. Kennedy
and FDR.
Right.
Have you seen it where they superimpose Alan Coulter at the Kennedy speech?
Yes.
Sitting there?
Yeah. Like a Forrest Gump thing?
It's like a Forrest Gump thing for people like us that watch that show all the time, and it's
just
him sitting there the left of JFK.
I have not seen it.
Just stupid but hysterical.
The shaking the president will see during his State of the Union speech this year, that'll be Michael J. Fox dropping by to remind the president of the importance of the stem cell research bill he says he'll veto.
You're my knight in shining armor.
Fox, who was verbally attacked by the First Lady last fall, has accepted an invitation from his Rhode Island congressman. And here's something you don't see every day.
But
yes?
I'm just screwing with you. with you.
Ah.
Go ahead.
The Democratic response to the President's State of the Union will be given this year by a guy who has a son in Iraq. He's Virginia Senator James Webb, who served in Vietnam and as Secretary of the Navy to Republican President Ronald
Reagan.
Oh, that's
the guy, you were slurping, right?
Yes, that's the guy I was slurping. Here's a hint. He's against sending more troops to the $50 million war that's now cost well over $1 trillion. And here's the thing about Muslims. They're hilarious.
No, Buzz,
what?
I think you had it right.
What?
Here's the thing about Muslims.
Uh-huh.
Let me just stop the story right there.
Okay.
That'd be perfect. Here's the thing about Muslims.
You know what? They're different.
No, they're hilarious.
No.
Oh. This is what the people of Canada have discovered.
We just got some real insight. Let's go to our political observer. Rob, what can you tell us about Muslims?
Don, we found them to be different. Back to the studio.
Thank you for the update, Rob.
The Rob Spiewak political philosophy.
They're different.
The people of Canada think they're hilarious through a new TV sitcom called Little Mosque on the Prairie. The show is such a smash in Canada, it may be coming to the United States. In the first episode, a concerned citizen calls a terrorist hotline to say he saw some Muslims praying, quote, just like on CNN. The producers say they've already heard from cable networks in the U.S., but they're holding out from calls for the bigger networks. The show might not do so well in Iraq, where 40% of all middle-class Iraqis have now moved out of that country to some other country.
That'd be just like Hogan's Heroes.
Seaman Pond. But
yeah.
We do a nicer place.
Fish out of water. We love the fish out of water comedy.
This is Little House on the Prairie.
Theme. Little Mosque on the Prairie.
Bang it.
Hey.
Hey, I didn't pull it. I just played it.
Buzz,
we're up on a break.
Yes.
Something that is in the news that I don't think you're going to mention. I don't know if we're out of time today.
Uh-huh.
Anyone who was watching the game Saturday night, the Eagles Saints game,
mm-hmm.
Mike, again, thanks for the Reggie Bush jersey, which
okay.
I'm wearing today. Saw the woman on TV with the F the Eagles T-shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here she is. There's a picture of her. Mike.
Yep.
Not bad.
It was on TV like for maybe 10 seconds, and these guys on Fox didn't say anything about it.
Right. They froze.
Right. So here now is the very latest. The FCC has got tons of complaints about this.
Mm-hmm.
Fox says they might put all the games on a delay now.
It's football. What is it about football and this kind of stuff that causes this uproar?
Parents TV Council is upset, and Maxim magazine wants to find the woman because they want to put her in their magazine.
Mm-hmm. And round and round she goes.
Hey, can we put her picture on our website for anybody who's not seen the T-shirt? I mean, on Fox on Saturday night during the Saints game,
mm-hmm.
they're going, it's a great time to be in New Orleans, the rebirth of the city. And this woman has a black T-shirt on that just says, as big as can be, F word, duh, D-A, mm-hmm. Eagles. And it's not like it was on and gone. It was five to ten solid seconds.
You know, the souvenir shops down in New Orleans all have those similar souvenir T-shirts that we saw in New York. Very, very similar with New Orleans and the F word and all that. And there's the spirit of fun that you saw at the stadium. But the Superdome.
We got a thing from Maxim magazine. Please help us. If you know or your listeners know who she is, please contact Maxim immediately. We want to know if she has other shirts she would like to show the world, or more importantly, what's inside her shirt. We will do our damnedest to find her for you. We will update you. If she is wearing an F the Bears shirt, I promise you we will find her at the game.
Hope she's a fun-loving local.
I bet she is.
She looks like a bleached blonde who was probably taken out back the Superdome and bent over like she was holding for an extra point kick.
All part of the good time.
Mm-hmm. There she is, F the Eagles.
Yeah.
Down there, she calls the stadium the Super Doomy.
Well, and also what they're saying in the Maxim, if they want to find her, just put up signs down in New Orleans and say, who dat? Who dat?
Put her face on a milk carton, except it's not a milk mustache.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
Hey, you know something?
There it is again.
I had a dream last night.
I know. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. We're breaking here, I think.
Yes, we are. I'm just screwing with everybody. Joe,
back to you guys.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, right.
What's the word from Planet Crespo?
The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz.
You know that smell from before?
Mm.
Definitely weed.
Right. Yeah.
subsisting on a solid diet of Quickies. Don and Mike.
Buzz, I'm really not screwing with you this time, right?
Breaking news.
Did you know?
Really?
You brought the news in yourself during the break.
I am the newsbreaker.
Let's go outside to Joe.
Hi, guys.
We have poopage. Mike?
They've called the fire department in because we have a winner.
We have
poopage.
That's the crazy alarm, guys.
Joe?
Are you the guy that got hit?
Yes.
What's your name?
Steven.
Steven got hit, guys. How many times, Steven?
Twice.
Are they are they big splotches, Joe?
Can I see them? Ooh.
Who's coughing?
Me.
Why, Joe?
He has the flu.
Oh.
Joe, is that you coughing?
Yeah.
Hey, bird flu.
Hey, Joe?
Yes.
Incidentally, I can't help but noticing your every move when you're outside and wondering, you know, as I always do, WWJD, what would Joe do? Seems to me that if you are outside, as you have been for a break, monitoring what's going on,
yeah,
that maybe you could use that time outside when we're not talking to you to smoke so that during the break you can come inside.
No, see, because I'm working then.
Well, you could have a cigarette right now while you're talking to us.
Break time is break time, guys.
Break time is break time.
Listen to the work.
I only started coughing when I walked in this area where all the poop is on the ground.
Right. Now, that, does this guy have any challengers, or is he the...
Where's the second one? I want to see the second one. Where, oh, my... He's got a good one on his collar.
Leather jacket. Black leather jacket.
What I heard about Joe was one of your many fans here behind the scenes came back to say, hey, Joe's been outside like for 30 minutes. He could have smoked anytime he wanted. It's freezing cold outside. During the commercial break, he's going back outside to smoke.
Very thoughtful that way.
I'm a union guy.
Yeah, that's great.
So the guy that's got two poops on him now,
right?
That would be, he'd be the winner of Golden Bird's poop.
Right.
Yeah. But one's clearish, but the one on his collar has got that good white bird flu and stuff.
And technically nobody else has been hit.
Technically not. Any of you guys been hit other than this cat?
Don't yell!
Shh. Oh.
Now, Joe, how many birds are up in the trees now?
Looking up. Oh. I think they all went away.
A couple dozen.
Are you prepared to declare the winner?
Oh, I see them now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Mike, unless the birds... Yeah, hey, Mike, would you look out the window, please?
Yes, I will. Absolutely.
Because black lung out there.
A couple dozen, right, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, probably tops, probably about 11, 12 birds up there. I mean, really, I don't see it's not that they're not low. Now they're coming back in a little bit.
What a letdown.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have to go back to hating the birds again.
Yes, well, they let us down today. I mean, because you remember, I remember, like it was yesterday.
All that
your
poop on my
car that night. All the humanity.
Well, we did have a listener who got crapped on.
We did.
We will have his picture on the website.
Winner.
And
good
job. He wins $500.
Cool. I'd come down and shake your hand, but you understand that. Yeah. Oh, there it is on his shoulder.
Yeah.
I can see it from here.
It's great.
Everybody else gets the deal or no deal PC game, rated E for everyone, available wherever PC games are sold.
Wonderful.
And the Don and Mike show shared courtesy of our website, Don and Mike website.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, I'm glad you declared a winner. If you didn't, we would have had to see all those people on our way out.
Joe, get the pictures up on the website. And thank you to all those guys.
Back to you guys.
Thank you. Get well, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. There he is, Smokey Joe. And now, once again, with more news, here is Buzz. That was only two craps.
Two?
In 45 minutes.
It's amazing. I really can't understand it. I mean, maybe it's the cold weather.
No, they came through for us.
Remember how balmy it was the night you got crapped on?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, God, there's a part of me that thinks if they would stay out there like 8 o'clock, I bet they'd really get crapped on between 7 and 8.
Yeah, maybe they stay overnight.
And they signed waivers, right?
Sure they did. What could happen?
What could go wrong?
What could happen?
Hypothermia!
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. How many times have you said to yourself, gee, I wish the women at work would wear more clothing? Unless you're the producer of TV's Desperate Housewives, Mark Cherry. He says he has to spend $100,000 a week, $100,000 a week on digital editing because his actresses just refuse to wear bras. The network makes Cherry digitally blur out the delicate outline of their nipples as revealed ever so subtly through the fabric. Cherry says it's been that way from the beginning. Housewives premiered when broadcasters were still nervous about the freshly exposed Janet Jackson nipple.
Eva Longoria.
He says,
Vagine.
He says older shows like Friends are, quoting Mark Cherry, a nipple fest. He says he has to spend $100,000 a week to blur him out on his show.
Oh, what's wrong with this country? I was looking in the National Enquirer over the weekend, and yeah. I don't watch Desperate Housewives. I know the chick's on there. Marcia Cross is the redhead.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And they had a shot of her, a candid shot of her shopping in Beverly Hills.
Oh, how nice.
And they showed her hands. And her hands look like Jack Bauer's on 24. They look like burn victim hands. Really, she's got so many old lady freaking spots on her hands.
Because she's a redhead.
You know, she is pregnant and has been put to bed rest. She's not allowed to even stand anymore.
They're coming to her house to film her scenes, you know, from the bust shots, from the shoulders up.
I heard her husband, Christopher, complained about it.
Mark Cherry, producer of Desperate Housewives, says network standards are just insane. After seeing the very first episode of that show, a standards executive from ABC said, in the scene where Eva's having afterglow with her 17-year-old gardener, does she have to smoke? Cherry says he responded, so you're good with the statutory rape thing?
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
And the battle over gay bashing continues on the set of Grey's Anatomy.
He's a fag.
Co-star Isaiah Washington reportedly called co-star T.R. Knight a faggot. Knight told Ellen DeGeneres that's true. At the Golden Globes the other night, Washington told reporters the incident never happened. The star of the show, Katherine Heigl, is not pleased, quoting her, he needs to just not speak in public.
Which one? The guy that was accused of saying it, or
the guy who was accused of saying it?
Shouldn't say anything.
Says he didn't say it, and the star of the show is telling him to just shut up.
Oh, okay.
Right. And one of them is gay in real life?
Yes, T.R. Knight.
Mm-hmm. The young-looking guy,
He came out on Ellen's show after he was sort of outed by one of his co-stars.
Gay is different.
Yes, it is. But hilarious. Over the weekend,
he is like Muslim, right?
Well, it's different.
Over
different.
The weekend, a couple I like to call Carmera visited New Orleans to give that city a boost. Not to be outdone, some couple called Brangelina has moved there.
You see, Buzz just made a very clever play. Putting Carlo's name, Mike's girlfriend, with Mike's name.
I didn't even get it. I wasn't paying attention.
You are Carmera.
I drifted away thinking of my next funny retort.
He did like a Tomcat thing.
Right.
Carmera.
That's you guys.
Thank you.
As opposed to Brangelina, who's moved to New Orleans.
I like Mike-la.
Well, they'll do it with me and Janet.
I'll have to work on that. Jadon. I don't know.
See, yeah.
Let me take
Don it.
I'll take that down to the lab and work on it.
Faggot.
Us Weekly.
Well, he said that as an in effort. And Buzz just said the guy called the other guy a faggot.
Right.
Got it.
Zip it. Us Weekly says Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie loaded up the kids and took them from the Big Sleazy to the Big Easy. Quoting Angelina, the kids are going to go to school there. Right now, only one of their three is old enough.
They're not
going
to have any trouble down there. They're really not. I mean, I saw a section of New Orleans I have never seen before.
Nice.
And they got plenty of that Beverly Hills stuff down there, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Both actors continuing to make movies. Lindsay Lohan.
Donut,
that's very good.
D-O-N-E-T.
I think that'll work. Donut it is.
I prefer J-Don.
Donut and Carmera.
Hmm. It only works for Mike.
I like Carmike.
That's a theater chain.
Uh-huh. Carmike?
There is a Carmike theater chain.
I like Carmike.
What about Buzz and Marcia?
Boomar.
Muzz.
Lindsay Lohan, meanwhile, is dating the founder
She's got some muzz.
Girls Gone Wild. That's who she's dating now, according to the New York Post. And Courtney Love is available. I mean, really available. She says she's even tried an online dating service recently.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe K-Fed will land somewhere near Courtney. His official send-off is on Super Bowl Sunday in a commercial for Nationwide Insurance. The life comes at you fast, people. The commercial will show K-Fed dreaming of a showbiz career while working at a burger joint.
Oh, you know what this is? This would be his absolute last grasp.
Yeah.
Sure, and then he's done, and then we will never hear from him again.
The ad will be available for preview online a week before the game. Quoting K-Fed, I try not to take myself too seriously. Preview. For you, boy. Previous Nationwide commercials featured Fabio getting old and MC Hammer going broke. And actor Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas reportedly pulled a gun recently.
He's great in that movie where they're chopping up the onion with a little razor blade.
How about the opening scene?
Excuse me, the garlic, chopping garlic.
The opening scene where they're all roughhousing outside the social club, and he just comes to the door, and you know he's the man.
He pulled a gun recently on his daughter's ex-boyfriend. The ex was reportedly pounding on her hotel door and making threats. Amanda said she locked herself in the bathroom and called 911 and her dad. The actor got there before the police. The way Servino's daughter tells it, she later heard the young man say, "Go ahead, Paul, shoot. I ain't done nothing wrong." The police showed up and then arrested 21-year-old Daniel Snee for disorderly conduct. And Amanda now has a court order against Snee.
Isn't that cool? He pulled a gun. I gotta love that guy.
He's an Italian.
Yes.
Yes. And finally,
his name ends in a vowel.
Mm-hmm.
A-E-I-O-U. And Rob, right. Italians are what?
They're different, Don.
Thank you, Rob.
And hilarious.
Muslims and gays.
And hilarious.
Gay Muslims. Gays,
gay people,
Italians.
Different
Italian.
And hilarious.
Different.
Finally, remember that time you and your friends stole a train? Two boys from a juvie home in Ohio walked right out the door and took a joyride on a train.
People all over the world join hands.
Early yesterday morning,
everybody,
they broke into the Hocking Valley Scenic...
On the love train.
Love train.
Hocking Valley Scenic Railway, a railroad for tourists, and took off with the engine, no cars attached. The train only runs on weekends, usually, so police were surprised to see on Tuesday the train rolling past the windows of police headquarters.
Train kept a rolling
all night long. Both boys are now facing more charges. The older boy, age 16, is said to have, quote, some knowledge of trains.
And how sad now you hear this, you know, you think of?
Coors Light.
It's a Coors Light.
Right. Great song.
And in the Coors Light commercial, they don't even play the part with Love Train. All you hear is just the beginning. It's like, oh, yeah, beer.
I get so burned out on this. They run it every day on Oprah.
Up in Maine, six high school seniors face charges for releasing into their school 10 baby geese and about 45 baby chickens.
Oprah has a tail.
Actually, they stuffed some of the smaller birds into a teacher's desk drawer. The rest went into lockers and throughout the school, including the gym. State's Department of Environmental Protection sent a 10-man cleanup crew to disinfect everything upon which the birds had pooped. Reports say as much as 70% of the school was fouled by the prank.
Oh, hey, everybody.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Speaking of trains.
Now I've been happy lately.
There he is, friend of the Ayatollah Khomeini. Pat Stevens. Or
that makes you different.
Yusuf Islam, and no friend of the Ayatollah.
No, he had something to do with...
No, he didn't.
Well, hold on a second, Buzz.
No, he didn't.
Isn't that the whole rap about Cat Stevens? That's that he's
the
like
rap, but it's not true. He's worked for nothing but peace.
Is this like your whole thing where you stand up for Tommy Chong for making bongs?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. I'll get off the Cat Stevens.
Thank you.
Let's see, it was a train thing, though.
Right. So I'm Buzz Burbank of the Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Oh, no, let's stay.
Yeah, we got
to
go.
I want to stay till midnight and then leave on that train.
We got to fly. Good day to you, sir.
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 Yeah.
Fear the difference.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.